Yo, back again, listeners. You can find us every Monday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's going on, people? Troops TV. Back again. Man think they're bad, yeah? I'm going to burn man today, bro. How dare man try to come onto my shit, yeah? And run their mouth, yeah? About this, that. Certain man were so thirsty for a trophy, they played their whole team to win a piss poor Carabao Cup, blood. An energy drink, bro. Yeah? Energy. My son has won more trophies in the last 6 years, big man. Yeah? Less of that, blood. Yeah? Less of that. Real trophy as well, bro. Real tournament. High-level tournament, bro. Not playing Coventry City and these bummy League One teams, bro. Yeah? Respect this blood clot thing. 5 points clear at the fucking top of the pussy clot league, blood. Yeah? Man, I'm going to talk about, Arsenal ain't won a league fucking title. This, that. It, 30 years with no fucking European fucking trophy. This little fucking roundhead motherfucker here, this fucking Liverpool fucking fan here, blood. This little bobblehead here, blood. Yeah? You know them bobbleheads on the car? This little bobblehead here, blood. Yeah? Try to come in here, blood, and try to tell me about, 30 years, blood. This pussy, I was 26, has seen one league title, bro. When I was 26, I had 4 league titles, blood. And 3 of them, I won at these pussy old grounds, blood. Yeah? So now that we've got that out of the way, let me take a deep breath because I'm actually sick, blood. Yeah? And that's why the watch along didn't run. So, woosa. All right. Lads, wagwan.
Wait. You didn't do it right. Episode 214?
Yeah, episode 214.
Let's go.
Yeah, so
out
yeah.
Out the Europa League. Yeah. Out the Champions League. Still here. Wagwan, people. There you go.
Done it for because you. Certain man was nearly drinking their own 7-Up can. You understand? and then man want to come here with chess. You understand? You'll get popped like Tony Braxton's titty on a plane, blood, yeah? Oh, trust God. Me.
That old chess.
Play with me, bro. Hey, listen. Yo,
Kim K came to the Emirates and she saw a worldie.
Let me tell you something.
Kim Kardashian was seeing arse and all, you know what I'm saying?
Arse and all.
She was seeing Ramsdale batty water trying to get back to that goal line, fam. Bro, I got to love the pussy.
How did Ramsdale jump back and land in the net without touching the ground?
I've seen Figueroa do that though. One sec.
How many goals did your keeper concede in the time months? Was it 6? Okay, cool. Right. How much did your keeper concede last week? Was it 7? Okay, cool. So let's have that, blood.
It was the other week.
And it was a worldie, blood. Your keeper's getting beat by some bullshit goals, bro. Let's not get into that, bro. Yeah, yeah. Lissandro Martinez is still in Anfield, blood. Yeah, man really tried to troll Trent last night, blood. That's how thirsty you man are, blood.
I didn't personally troll him.
Oh yeah, remember when they tried to run the Martinez agenda, bro? Are you mad, blood? Martinez got spun, and he's actually supposed to be a defender. Yeah.
Last week he was talking about the past. He's doing the past thing now.
Maybe we should ask you the questions.
Big man, you just conceded 6 in a tie. So that's the present. That's not the past, blood. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Because let's start. Yeah. In the Champions League. Because that's where we'll be next year, and you will be in the Conference League, blood. Yeah, you'll be with Henry and them, man. Yeah, that's
why you will be in the Champions League.
Straight shots, blood. Man, try coming to Bayern Munich top. I'ma bust you that blood. Pause. You understand? That's why you, man, are on the bottom, blood. Because you pussyholes are going to be battling for them little crackhead trophies next year, blood. So let's start on the main dish, the Champions League. You understand? You thought you had hope, yeah? You really thought you was going to big. Burnabout and pulling up anything like
I didn't.
Did you really have any hope?
No, do you know what? I had the same amount of hope I had for you guys going through today.
Now don't worry about that. Stop trying to deflect. Next season,
just like us, you might be watching Emmerdale. Yeah, forget the burnabout. You might be playing on a Thursday night.
We could be playing on a Thursday night, but
Sing that song for them, but just it's not the Arsenal turn. I'm not singing it, blood. That's your song. But
what is it? Tottenham at the Bernabeu, Liverpool watching Emmerdale. That's your BS, mate.
Where did that come from?
Blood, they sang that about us when they was in Bernabeu, but it was Arsenal. And this time we were in Europa. Yeah, blood. That's why I said I'm not singing it, blood.
I remember when you guys were singing that, I was too busy winning the champs. Forgot about that. Oh my god.
Anywho, yeah, that was the most bullshit
Henry, remember we're linked. We are linked today. So please, we are linked today. Forget about me and you facing in the final and that, and me taking your only chance to give clout to any Arsenal fan. Forget about that. Forget about that. This is me, you, and Kaz versus the Arsenal today. So,
bro, you see me, yeah? I'm a man where I don't need backup. You understand? Zaza, I said, Zaza, take the day off, bro. I got this, blood.
Oh, you think Zaza would have helped today?
They call me troops for a reason, blood. Yeah, certain times Zaza's just sitting there watching me rip man to shreds, blood. You understand? So, what happened with that embarrassing, piss poor performance? It was shocking. Shocking.
I can't wait to get to your game. Anywho, listen.
Go on.
So,
I ain't gonna lie,
they had me in the first half. Like, I'm not gonna lie, they moved to us. It was a golfing talent. It was men against boys. Listen, we had some opportunities in the game. Darwin Nunes, Jota had a few opportunities in the first half where they had to go in. Like,
man, I just missing shots, blood. Man, I just skying it. Man, I just airborne. Yeah, you understand?
Listen, Jota.
Basketball settings, blood.
Listen.
Jota was dog shit. Bow.
Jota was dog shit. Nunes was okay.
Gakpo.
Wait. Get him that. Yeah, right, come
Gak
on.
Gak Bon Lahore,
you know.
Cass, God.
Oh, you know what, Mons? Mons, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to back it. There's no shame in going out to Real Madrid at the Bernabeu, my guy.
Yeah, listen. I was getting to that.
Get out of here, man. Benzema has scored 7 goals against your club, blood.
Harry Kane scored 14 against yours.
Seven. And how many of them are penalties? Let's get that in.
We're not in this conversation.
Yeah. I'm a gunner for a reason, bro. Boom, fire at me. I'll fire back, blood. But as you were, Mr. 6-2.
Martinelli's gone jammed. Martinelli's top of the league, blood.
But
yeah, Mr. 6-2, as you were, blood. Who else was piss poor? Who was good apart from Alisson?
Alisson was brilliant. Alisson was brilliant. He made that game respectable. But it was one of those games where I feel like we approached it and we was just kind of there to like, you know what, let's not make it embarrassing. Let's just go there and coast through the game. That's generally what
it was. Boring, though.
Like,
it was
boring to watch.
I think Emmerdale would have been more exciting, I'll be honest. That was absolute dross.
I kind of liked it, to be fair. It was an open game. I mean, Benzema could have had a hat-trick. Vinny could have had 4 goals. I'm like, you know when
Modric was firing them from...
I know this from first-hand months. When your goalkeeper is your best player throughout the season, you know that's going wrong. You know your goalkeeper, player of the year is going to be Alisson, isn't it?
Of course. No, 100% he's going to be our player of the year. And even he's made a few mistakes. Do you know what I mean? Even
let's talk about Konate.
Konate, again.
Yeah, let's talk. Man told me about he's this big Don Dada. Rare tear. The new Van Dijk reincarnation.
It's been two bad games.
Right, I don't know about that.
He was poor against Bournemouth, and he was poor in this game. He's been bad for 2 games. Since he's come back.
Back-to-back like Drake, blood.
No, hold on. Since he come back, we had the run of clean sheets. So I'm not hearing any of that. Again, maybe, I don't know.
Man said run of clean sheets. It was like 2 clean sheets, blood.
Maybe because there was Saliba comparisons and he couldn't get into the team over Konate. Maybe that's why they didn't win the World Cup. I haven't made that comparison. Where's Konate in the league?
Saliba scored against Bournemouth. Edge of the box. Bentley on his left foot, blood. What happened to Konate at Bournemouth? But anyway, carry on, Mr. 6-2. As you were. Jukes,
when you go to bed tonight, you're going to have Martin and his penalty playing in your head.
No, this I don't, bro.
You are rattled.
I'm top of the league. 5 points clear. Yeah? 5.
And yeah. How long?
But you could score. You know, you needed to win. You needed five penalties.
Five, yeah.
Five
remember penalties. The same. Remember the same amount. Penalties. The same amount of goals that the same amount of goals that Madrid gave you with no reply. Five. Yeah.
Man, I'm booking team five times.
And talk about your 6-2.
I'm trying.
Drubbing.
I'm trying.
You keep deflecting. I'm keeping you on track.
Jumping at me. Y'all are jumping at me. Let me tell you how bad.
Nah, you try to fight us, so I defend my team, blood. You understand? Like,
listen, when it comes to the Champions League and Real Madrid, it's just a long day. Like,
oh, here we go.
No matter how good
we beat them,
we were the first English team to go to the Bernabeu and win. Thierry Henry ran it through their whole team. The real Galactico. Let's not forget that one, bro. Yeah, the first. Yeah, number one. We the one, bro. We the one.
Harry Winks.
Yeah, what a trophy.
Can I the first. Yeah, man. Okay, Pop Terry's out here, bro.
Can we admit your 7-0 against us was your cup final?
Huh? Yeah, it was. Them man, they put the 7 up in the trophy cabinet. That's their trophy for the year, isn't it?
No.
You see how Tottenham got like enough. We beat Arsenal. We finished above Arsenal. They got them trophies. You man got the 7-up cup just there, blood, just chilling.
So, Chiefs, first of all, what I'll say from that,
you got
is
the
that
can, you got the cup.
You can't say Martinez is still at Anfield and then sit on the other side of the fence and go that 7-up was your cup final. You have to pick one for one of them.
Secondly, no, I don't.
Secondly, the whole notion of this cup final antics. Listen,
he said that, anyone, not me. I'm just trolling.
If anyone beats their main or longest serving rival by that's 7 goals without reply, that is not a cup final. That is just a monumental result that people will talk about forever. So you can say,
yeah, but Mons, you was talking top. You were talking top four talks, bro, and all this kind of stuff. Then you're gonna lose against Bournemouth.
So was I.
Now
I thought you
were
gonna.
We
can still. I thought you was gonna make
and
a late chance.
And then out for the whole season.
Yeah,
it's
not
the size it is. Top four will be as it is.
It actually is.
We're still in the top four race.
No, you're not.
I can't lie. I think Bayern finish above you.
All right.
Yeah, big man team, you're gonna finish right where you are, blood.
All right, and then so it, when I win a cup, when I'm gonna run a game, you're not gonna go, oh, do you know what? I still think they're getting top four. That's it was only last episode, Chip was saying, no, these men get top four, you know. Yeah, no, Liverpool still get top four, you know. I don't forget.
I just said that I thought you would, but after the Madrid beating, and then you lose to Bournemouth, and then you lose again.
You've never beaten Madrid though.
No, but blood,
you've lost Madrid.
Nah, but the way you lost, blood, you understand? Like, bro, you can't go from 7-0.
I can't lie. There's no shame.
There's no shame in losing 1-0 to Madrid at the Bernabeu.
They lost 6-2 on aggregate, blood. It's not one. They didn't need to beat you, bro. You lost 6-2, blood. Stop this 1-0. You lost 6-2, blood.
The damage was done in the first leg. And and you can talk about poor performances, but in and amongst that 5-2 win,
you didn't even try. Like all the scouts that travelled there spent their hard working money.
Yeah, they need to get their money back.
Flights. You understand? Leaving their wives and children, kids out there missing school. You might even fucking turn up, blood. They violated you, man, so much. They played You'll Never Walk Alone. You think man could do that to man? You man got banded up, blood. Man tried to say, oh, it was because of the fans at Paris, blood. I'm so sorry for them fans. Let me get that in. Because I've been in that position with like them fans. I've been in away grounds and them pussy old European police are motherfuckers, blood. Yeah? So I'm with that. But you man got absolutely... You man has never fucking played an Arsenal rhythm. Like, Bayern Munich, we got 10-2, blood. They never even come with that, blood. They literally took that. They showed you, man. Like, they were like, you man think you're the big... Like, we're the big dogs, like. You know, you man wouldn't even do that. The audacity for them to play... You'll Never Walk Alone. We and then your fan base is actually on Twitter like, oh, look at the respect. That is disrespect.
We played their thing at Anfield. We played their
thing. Nah, I never heard that, bro.
All right. No, I know you never heard that. You don't hear Champions League. You don't hear Champions League.
I never heard that.
You haven't
heard. I never heard.
Last time I heard,
the king is back. The king's where, blood? The king's in the Conference League, you dickhead. Shut your mouth, blood. Are you mad? As you were, blood, yeah?
How about this? You know when Chief goes? We were Chief goes.
Are you mad? Are you lucky Zaha's not here, blood? You're lucky Zaha's not here.
I must do that again. I did that again.
I swear. What's he doing, blood?
No, the one before. The one before when the goal went in against them from the long range.
Like, Mons, seriously, though, Mons, you ain't got a game for 2 weeks, though, so you can just put your feet up.
But, bro, how about this? Liverpool can't ruin my next
put the feet
game.
Up. Wait. Put the feet Liverpool. Up. Wait, do you want me to remind you they got their next four games?
I know, they got City, Chelsea, and Arsenal. Yeah, no,
and they got Leeds away.
No, Henry, future months can deal with that. That's future months can deal with that. Right now, Liverpool can't ruin my weekend because we're not playing. So what I can do, I can sit back and I'm a neutral and by the time
you play next, you're going to be 9 points off top four.
Mm. Oh, damn. I was that far. I was about.
Because we got.
I was top four.
We'll beat Southampton because there's nothing on the line. We can't bottle anything.
Yeah. No, you will beat Southampton. You will.
Yeah, Harry came. Harry.
My D day comes before
you. You're not beating Southampton.
100%.
You're not beating Southampton. They got survival to think about. Don't underestimate.
I don't care. That survival is the fittest, mate. Like, fucking.
No. You thought you was even going to lose to flipping drop points against Nottingham Forest. What are you on about? And your confidence is back all of a sudden.
That's what I'm saying.
You won 3-1 against Nottingham Forest and you're getting confident. Allow it, man.
No, I'm saying when there's nothing on the line for these players, they deliver. When there's something on the line, their arsehole falls out. And we shit ourselves. And we bottle it. There's nothing on the line now.
Yeah, but have you seen your run of games? Like, you're Everton away.
Their run of games is
good. Brighton.
Four games. Their next four games.
We've got Brighton, Everton.
Apart from Brighton.
We've got Southampton, Everton, Brighton and Bournemouth. That's 12 points.
This is what I'm saying. Henry, what? No, it's not. You're not winning against Brighton. You're not winning against Everton. And I don't even know if you're going to beat Southampton.
Henry, what's the three games after that, big man? What's the three games after that?
I'm not worried about them games.
No, Henry, what are the three games after that? Let me know.
Newcastle away, Man United, this is Liverpool. The thing.
One more time.
Newcastle, Man United, Liverpool. By then, we'll be outside our mind.
But even if they don't win that run of games, that Bournemouth, Brighton, whatever, yeah, you man's run of games right now is going to mud you.
How do you know?
You've got Manchester
your
City,
next game,
Arsenal, and Leeds.
Bro,
you missed Chelsea.
All right, man. Listen. Shoot. Listen. Let's just talk about Madrid. We've actually deflected by accident.
No, but Madrid ties into you and top four because me personally, it's like Chelsea. Your only realistic shot at Champions League next year was to win it. Now you're done.
So last week I was top four favorite, and now this week I'm done.
No, I said that out of the teams that are lower, I can see Liverpool making a charge out of like Chelsea and them. I said they're the ones that I could see pushing up if Tottenham were to drop, because I think Newcastle are going to capitulate now. Not capitulate, but they're going to drop off. You understand? Because they're low in numbers. I thought you lot had enough to make a little late charge. Because there's always a team that will make a late charge. There's like Brentford, Brighton, and fucking Fulham.
Fulham's dropping. Wait.
Fulham's dropping as we speak, yeah? Brentford is still there. Brighton, they're a bit hit and miss, but they're still there. I thought you lot would be the ones to jump them, and then maybe if Tottenham turn bottle job like we know they can, you would creep. But what I'm seeing, the inconsistency of you lot and your next run of games is why I think that you're in trouble now, blood.
Yeah,
and that you're not going to be able to climb the league.
On paper, it looks very long. It is D-Day.
Very long, blood.
But on a month's thing, it is D-Day for me. However, I believe we can still make a charge for top four. I'd rather have the hard games straight away, and then we have the easy games for the last, you know, what, seven games of the season. I don't want to be Tottenham where I can potentially maybe drop points in the next four games. I don't think they will, but then and then get to Newcastle, Liverpool, and who's the other one? Man United. Good Lord. Casemiro will be back for that one as well. Good Lord.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, we won't beat Liverpool because we never get anything at Anfield. I don't think we've been... I think Eric Edmond was the last time we got
something
there.
Out of the Newcastle game. If I'm honest, I do think you get something out. I think you win the Newcastle game.
Yeah, we'll stink it out. It'll be a 0-0. It'll be like...
No, it'll be all over them, man.
I think you'd all beat them.
Nah, Kieran Trips will get sent off because he loves us.
I do... Right now, if you're looking at the state of Liverpool, it's not good. Hopefully, I believe Thiago is back.
You got Diaz back.
But then
yeah, Man out now, though, isn't it, for the season?
It's,
the younger. Yeah,
it's two steps back, two steps forward, one steps back.
Or, who's out for the rest of the season?
Vice versa. Batchetic is out for the season. But yeah, Batchetic is out for the rest of the season. It's not good news. I believe he was one of the very few positives to come out of this season, if I'm being completely objective about this. And if the only positive I can say out of his injury is that he's made a name for himself in the team now, and that in his departure, Thiago steps back into the team, which I think will be a breath of fresh air and a little bit of quality added to the midfield that we have none of at the moment. Klopp's a...
Aren't you worried, though? Because Harvey Elliott ain't really come back the way he's, like, after his injury. He was firing before his injury, blood.
Yeah, he was. No, but Harvey Elliott was average, cold. Man. He was cold. Now, Harvey Elliott, he's like moment. So again, like, he was really good against Man United. Everyone was good against Man United.
Harvey Elliott is just some gassed up English talent. He reminds me of that guy that played for Norwich. What's his name again?
Harvey Elliott's better.
He's just another Todd Cantwell and Conor Gallagher, bro. What's the difference?
Harvey Elliott is fresh 19 years of age. Please, let's stop.
I don't mind. I just don't believe in the hype for him anyways.
That's fine. But anywho, I generally think that average. Right now, the quality in the midfield, I think Klopp is a dickhead, bro. Klopp is being a dickhead. Like, the changes he's making, the subs he's making.
Did he bring on Carvalho with 30 seconds?
Klopp wants to fight. I'm telling you. I'm thinking about the subs is getting my blood hot. Thinking about it. You need a goal and you take off Nunes. Again, twice. I don't know why you don't go for 3-4-3, man.
He's just not a tactician, innit?
Bro, Jota stunk up the gaff and you kept him on for so long. I can't believe it. Some of the subs this guy makes. You put on Tsimikas for 2 minutes. You put on Carvalho for 10 seconds. I'm tired. You put on...
Darwin Nunes would make a fantastic wing back.
He would actually. He slapped on Oxlade-Chamberlain to what, up his price a little piece. Like, I'm tired. How do you have Oxlade-Chamberlain on the bench? I'm not putting this and play this guy right centre mid.
Once it could be worse.
You have no good right centre mids. You have one dynamic player in the middle and you play him for 14 minutes in the last 8 games. What's wrong with you? I don't know what's this guy's. He's playing against us. He's playing against us. Jurgen Klopp. He wants to fight. He wants to scrap.
Who does he want to fight?
And then he smiles. And then he smiles, bro. He smiles.
He smiles afterwards, isn't it? Is that what he does?
Forget the wagon wheel. He smiles. So right now, I'm not gonna.
Why do you care? You said there's no embarrassment going out to Real Madrid. Now you're getting hot.
Because he done it against Bournemouth, bro. He done the same thing. He kept Salah on for 90 minutes after he was bumming it out. And subbed off Nunes, who was actually one of the better attackers on the day. Again, it's just poor substitutions, poor How can you go to the Bernabeu with a 49-year-old Fabinho and James Milner?
He was your best player on that day.
Huh?
He was your best player that day.
Man, like the Yorkshire Figo.
Honestly, I'm tired, man. I'm tired, innit? Like, I don't really know. Right now, everything's just feeling a bit rotten. It was looking good before the Bournemouth game. Do you know what I'm saying? I believe it was 4 wins in 5 and 1 draw. It was looking good. And I believe beating Bournemouth would have made this loss kind of go, all right, cool. Like, it's Madrid, innit? Whatever. But if you couple it with the loss from Bournemouth, it's just not good enough. And it's looking like, for me, the players, there's an argument, obviously, where it's like, the players, some Liverpool fans are saying the players are not playing for Klopp, or some of them are saying it's not Klopp's fault that the players are misplacing passes. But for me, Klopp is the one who sets out the tactics. He okays the tactics from the assistant coaches.
All right, I hear that, but then he's not the one. He ain't the one on the pitch though, I lie, fam. Like he could implement his style and tactics, but they have to go out and actually do it, blood.
Troops, if you try and implement the same style, knowing you don't have the personnel to do it, that is insanity. And you do it if you do it over and over, what's that?
Bro, Arteta did it for fucking 2 years.
Welcome to Conte World. Welcome to Conte World.
He didn't have the players to run how he wanted to run now.
Bro, this is Arteta's first job. He's a new manager. He's allowed to do them things there. Klopp is a seasoned veteran manager, bro. He's been at the top of his game for the last 5 years. He can see, we can all see it, that the players that he has right now does not support the false nine, yet he continues to do it. Maybe not against Madrid, he went for the 4-4-2. Fair enough. But in general, the persistency of this false nine is not working, bro. And the fact that people are saying, how can you blame Klopp? You are mad. You are blind. This man is responsible for 80% of the fuckeries that's gone on this season, and you are blind to it because you call Jurgen Klopp sentimental, but you Liverpool fans are just as sentimental, bro. Just as sentimental because you don't see his fuck-ups. It's always FSG, FSG this, FSG that. Klopp was given the money. He bought a striker, then apologised for not buying a midfielder. Then he went and bought Arthur last minute, and he's played a whopping 30 minutes. He's paid more time for the under-23s.
Calvin Phillips has played more than him, blood, this year. And he's only played...
That's not the worst part. You went out and bought another striker.
And then in January, you go and buy Gakpo. Fair enough, the purchase itself isn't a bad purchase. But you looked at the midfielder and went, nah, it's cool. Nah, we are. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And then, do you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we don't have a midfield to create, so we have to rely on the attackers to be on their best day. And you don't have a midfield to also defend the back four, so the defenders are often exposed, making things even worse. The midfield is the foundation, yet this man has ignored it. And on top of that, the tactics are bland, the substitutions are bland, and it's the same shit, and there's no playing style at the moment because we don't have the personnel to maintain a playing style that this guy keeps on playing and playing and playing.
Munch, you sound like a Tottenham fan, bro.
I'm tired. What is this?
I'm tired, Robbie.
Call it. I'm in the stream. Can we skip to Arsenal's woes? Every time I talk about this,
No. We're going to go. We're going to. So what? Is it still? You still happy with, like, what? Klopp in, Klopp out? What's going on now?
I already said it's an emotional attachment, not a logical one. I'll leave it at that.
Sounds like a toxic relationship.
I lie.
Bro. I want to go back to Paris. Anyway. Listen. It is what it is. In isolation of the game, it's not. There's no shame in it. There's no shame in losing 1-0. But like what Cheap said, if it be an objective, it was the way in which we lost. We started the game well, but what we needed was for that first chance to go in. But again, people keep telling me Nunes is cutting edge. Again, Salah, not good enough. It's Gakpo, again, he does his whole... He turns into prime Bobby Firmino for 10 minutes. And then you don't see him for 30 minutes.
Do you know what? Do you know what Nunes is? He's last season, it was exactly Andy Carroll, like the sort of impact that Michu made at Swansea. Remember that one season? He slapped. Everyone was like, oh, this is the guy. What did he do the following season?
I think he slapped twice, isn't it?
No, he had one season.
Wonder. I'm pretty sure it was two seasons, Michu.
Listen, whenever I talk about Darwin Nunes, I'm the
100 million euros.
I'm the guy that everyone, you know, gender against Nunes. Listen, Nunes is one of the better attackers, even though none of the attackers actually had a good game. I think he was the best to the worst. But again, when the bar is where it's at for a lot of the fan base at times, people keep telling me Nunes has played well. No, it's just the bar that Liverpool are at. He's the better of the worst of the worst of the three.
So if you sack Klopp, does that change anything?
There's life after Klopp.
Yeah, but who's out there?
Right now, you sack him.
Bro, there's managers out there, bro.
Who'd you bring in?
I'd get Enrique in, man.
Did you not see what Ruben Amorim done today? Ooh, so see. He's got eight players. I'm exciting football.
Like, as I said, I'd go for Enrique. I wouldn't even, do you know what it is? I know Henry, I wouldn't go for Pochettino, but like, I wouldn't mind a Pochettino-esque type manager for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Something to just almost bring back a certain style, because I feel like with Klopp, we've never seen him rebuild a team. Should he get the chance to rebuild Liverpool? Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, I'm not against that because of what he's done, but I see Wenger in my man. Like, obviously, remember, man, I'm from North London originally. Like, I've had to watch the Arsenal demise. I watched the Arsenal hard times, and I'm seeing
Wenger, bro. Like, from when I was living over there, the way Arsenal fans used to complain week in, week out. Shoots, you was one of them as well, bro. Like, you man had to go through that sentimental BS for a long time. I'm not trying to be that. Wenger, I'm not trying to do that.
What are you saying? I despise Arsene Wenger.
No, I said... No.
Oh, no. I said he was saying basically Jurgen Klopp was a spicy Arsene Wenger, innit?
Oh, yeah. Bakayoko got the fucking European Cup, innit? We got robbed, innit? Barca, yeah, we all remember that. But yeah, carry on, Munz.
Lucky I don't have... You still get on about that? I want
my Champions League back. After they're getting pulled up with the ref stuff, I want my to both of them.
Wait, yeah, I want mine back, but 06 rude boy. I want my Champions League. But yeah, carry on, Munz.
By the way, can you add that to the soundboard? Please, you still talking about that.
I'll add that to the soundboard. For the next one. Yeah, next one.
Yeah, love. Like, I'm going to need that next time. Next time that troops pack, I need that one.
You need that little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I need one of those ones. But just to round it up, like, that's just where I'm at. I'm not, like, it's just an emotional attachment now. Like, the subs, it's bland, it's just shit. I still think we can make top four. I think it's going to be a very close. I think it's going to be very tight between myself and Henry. But if Tottenham make it, you know, congrats to them. But I do think Liverpool.
Yeah, but the problem is, you'll get top four, right? And you'll reinvest the money. We'll get top four. All of our fans
are going to WrestleMania.
Right? WrestleMania. Like I said to you, the top four for us is irrelevant. We don't do anything.
See, exactly. So why can't we just come to an agreement, G? I was trying to say this before the 7-0. Listen, Henry, before the 7-0, I was saying to Kaz, I said to Corey, you don't need to win. Like, listen, we can come to an agreement here. Let's just do the 1-0 respectful Liverpool and let's just let bygones be bygones. And then Kaz wanted to fight fire with fire and he held a seven hook. He held the roundhouse.
And so, I'm going to win three trophies this season.
Now, Henry, you don't need top four. So rather than me take it from you, just let me get top four, bro.
It's where he's the point of Tottenham anyways, man. As I said before,
I'll grab extra tickets for Beyonce WrestleMania. I'll put the fucking...
Mons, I'm telling you now, yeah. See Tottenham, I'm telling you from day dot, bro. It's a spicy Martin O'Neill Aston Villa. Like, there's no point in this. Honestly, it is literally Aston Villa 07-08. What is the difference?
If you would have said David Moyes, is it Everton? I'd have been like, fair enough. Oh, you said David Moyes, Everton,
Martin O'Neill. What's it? Gareth Barry, Ashley Young.
Hey, guys, wait, guys, stop. Madam, stop. Chips is thinking about Martin and his penalty, isn't he? Look at him.
I'm just watching you, man. Just like,
how are we?
I'm watching you in your misery. Right now, I just got a violin going off when Monty's talking, blood. You get me?
Troops was thinking about that Martin and the penalty. The whole conversation, this whole conversation. Bro, you know, chat, you know, comment, rewind it.
Okay.
Rewind the last 5 minutes.
Bro, we don't care about Europa. Bro, we don't care about Europa.
Yes, you do. Yes,
we don't care about Europa.
Maybe not you too much in particular, but your fan base did. Your fan base.
Yeah, that's them. I don't speak for my fan base. I speak for me, bro.
Troops, this is an Arsenal channel. Let's hear about Arsenal now, man. They don't want to hear about Liverpool.
No, this is Troop TV. This is back again. This is a podcast where we talk about football, mate, yeah? Behave yourself, blood, yeah? You see it there? All right. Like and subscribe, blood, yeah? Spotify, Apple, YouTube, all of that good stuff, yeah? Even Google, blood, yeah? Trust me, daddy. But now that we've left this pussy-o's misery in Madrid, let's go up the M6 and see that fucking alien, blood. Man City.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doing up 7-up off of themself, blood. You understand? Aye,
that Nordic meat shield, fam. Bro. Honestly, this guy is a joke, man.
We need to talk about Haaland. People are saying that he's the greatest. People are saying he's the greatest ever young striker. But I remember being of an age. I remember being of an age and watching R9. You understand? The phenomenon, yeah? And what Haaland, like, you see Haaland. You know what I think Haaland is?
He's the second best striker in the league. That's what he is.
No. He's Van Nistelrooy on steroids. Van Nistelrooy was a fox in the box and he would just... Lick it. You see Haaland, he's that on crack, blood. Yeah?
Don't
he's not like her. He's not like her. He's not like that.
Vanessa's a better footballer than Hart.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, that's what, bro. No, but I mean as a goal scorer.
Yeah, you know what he's doing? Like, you know what he's doing? Let's be honest. Yeah.
Because his technical ability is not of like that fucking Rongan Kane, Lewandowski, if we go back, Patrick Kluivert, Henri. You understand? Like, Torres. Suarez.
No, but let's face it. But he has that.
When he's in front of goal, he's a fucking... Is that Inzaghi? He's a killer. Is that Inzaghi?
I'm telling you now.
That's what he is, you know? Nah, that's what he is. He's Inzaghi on crack, blood.
No, he's Inzaghi.
I'm not joking. When Haaland starts running, he's got that Super Mario. You know, when you hit the star, fam, he goes... That's what goes through his head, man.
Nah, he's got that when you're in the underground. And he's just like... I swear down, blood.
He's got hella power ups. You know the big mushroom that you get when you're in a Mario Kart and you just
the Yoshi thing.
I can't lie. He looks like Frieza form number two, you know.
And it goes
he's Frieza form number two.
The colours all come out and shit, blood. You're like, gee.
Yeah.
I swear down, blood.
Do you know what I mean? No, bro, but you got to understand.
Them dogs that jump up, he just steps on it, blood.
You
got
to understand, yeah? Can we not all agree, yeah? Football back then was a lot more competitive. This day and age, money's taken over to the point where you can build these super teams. Back then, the only super team technically was Real Madrid, the Galacticos. There's a reason for it. And even they didn't win no Champions League.
Yeah, they didn't.
And this day and age, you can see one team dominate a league, bar Bayern Munich and all that kind of stuff. But back then, footballers, there was a good 3-4 teams battling out. Even Chelsea were still sick back in their day, and they didn't have all the money before Roman and all that. Champions League, Champions League nights, Champions League nights, Champions League nights, bro. We couldn't even go into the round of 16 thinking, yeah, they're going through. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, but football as a whole, it's
changed. Football has changed, bro. Today, I saw my own player, like, even the referees have changed. Europa League refs are just as bad as the English ones.
Oh, they're horrible.
They're horrible, bro.
Yeah, that Champions League, one that looks like Dracula, get him in.
That handball for City was disgusting.
I cannot believe that. He wasn't even looking, bro. He weren't even looking. Hendricks weren't even looking. It's behind him.
City.
Like, how are you supposed to go in the air and go for a header? It's not that. Use your hands, bro.
Same thing happened.
Edison easily could have got a red.
Werner got booked. How did Werner get booked?
Guess what? Today, Facundo Pellistri, got taken out. He got the yellow card. But to be fair on City, the only thing I'll give them in terms of they had a handball that wasn't given to them. Same thing the week before against Leipzig as well.
There's no consistency whatsoever. No consistency.
That's the thing.
So City didn't get their decision. I thought that decision with the handball was stupid. But then that means, for me, Arsenal didn't get their decisions, as I've been consistent about. And that means if that handball wasn't a handball, which it wasn't, then in case if it was not given, then why was the Nunes header at Bournemouth given as well then? That's exactly the same thing.
It's not exactly the same.
He does. When you jump, bro, your arms go up.
And arms have to go up.
When it was the proximity. You know what it is for me? It's proximity.
Look how close he is as well.
He was too close to the ball.
Let me explain to you why it's not the same. The reason they gave it, the reason I would have gave that penalty is because Jota's header is actually going in. The header was going in. That head, for City, the ball is behind the
brother. Did you not see our 10 men? We was about to tap in with vehicles, bro. And the guy stopped, and it was literally the handball on the floor.
No.
What's the difference then?
When I first saw it, I said that's not a pen. But when I saw it showed the direction and the power that Jota got on the header and how close it was, less than 5 yards away, powerful header going. It's on target, like it's going in. That is why they've given it. I understand that. The City one is.
How do you know Rodri was the guy?
It's 12 to 13 yards out, and the header's not even powerful. The ball's almost slipped off of my man's head. He ain't even caught the header clean. And the ball's grazed his arm. There hasn't even been a mad change in direction of the ball. The ball has literally grazed his arm. That's why it's disgusting. You can't even look at it and go, I can see why they gave it. There's no reason for them to give it. At least with the Jota one, you can see why he's giving it, because it's on target and you're maybe preventing a goal. Or likely to prevent a goal. That's the difference, bro.
I disagree.
Game's gone, man.
Who's winning? How far do you think City can go? I mean, obviously, the draws, the draws tomorrow. I'll talk about the draw in the next.
I think it will be City will get to the final.
I think Napoli still win it for me. I don't want to overrate them, but look. They still can have Haaland, but I've seen that City at the Etihad. Like, when I've seen City away, they're not as great in these European competitions.
You've only got to draw your
so that's what I'm saying. So for me, as soon as it goes to a neutral ground in the end, it's anyone's game, man.
Let's go to Naples.
I think.
Let's Haaland go to Naples, blood.
And I think Haaland's.
Because Osimhen is doing that madness, blood.
Cavrasile and Politano, all of them.
You understand? Did you see that header, bro? Like, Haaland's header was sick, yeah? Like the one when De Bruyne licked it off the bar.
De Bruyne scored
a banger as well. But then Haaland jumped in front. But that Osimhen header, yeah? How high he jumped, yeah? Yeah, and his movement, the way he pulled off the defender and the amount of space he had, bro. Brother, this guy is absolutely fucking cold, blood. I think Napoli can win it this year, you know. I don't think they've ever won it as well, blood.
I think it's anyone but Inter Milan. I think anyone in that competition that's staying in there right now, but Inter.
The thing is, Napoli are in a strong position, aren't they? Because they can rest. The league title is done, isn't it? The Scudetto, they're done. So they can rest every player. The thing is, for me, is this year, if Pep don't win it after bringing in an absolute goal scoring machine and a league is 5 points behind them. Arsenal now got one game every week, right? So Arsenal are going to have main focus. City are in the FA Cup. I think City will focus on the Champions League, but I don't think they win it this year.
I don't think they win it this year. I think they win it next year.
Either Bayern or Madrid.
What am I thinking about now, Mons?
Martinelli.
What?
Champione.
Troops, I can't lie. If you guys don't win this league next year, it's going to be an absolute fucking sesh, bro.
Man's crashed. Are you Crash Bandicoot? What the fuck?
No, he has a Diamond Traore, bro. Yeah, that's Crash Bandicoot. Man, like a Diamond
Traore. Listen. You're not, you might win the league. Listen, it might happen. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Europe and your 30 years of hope. Oh, by the way, welcome to the 30-year club. I'm your host. I'm going to be your host for today. Listen, it's the 30-year club. I want you to make yourself at home. If you need any drinks, hold on. I've got some alcohol there because obviously you need a lot of alcohol when you're in the 30-year club. Obviously, it's a long period of hurt. Also, don't tell me that you're not always in Europe and we're always in the Prem because you've been in Europe like 29 out of 30 years anyway, so that's not going to count. So you can't hit me with that one either. Just make sure that now you're part of the 30-year club and you're make yourself home. Just make yourself home, really. That's pretty much it. Are you cool with that?
You know we don't care about Europa League, lad.
No, you see, we don't. You said you don't talk to everyone else. You say I don't care.
I don't care, bro. I don't care.
Arsenal don't win the league.
We are winning the league.
They're caring.
If you don't, they're caring.
We won the league against Bournemouth. Bournemouth was where we won the league, blood. Yeah? You don't know about them moments, Henry. You ain't won shit, blood. Yeah? You can't even win your girl a fucking gift at the funfair, rude boy. Yeah? You understand? The fucking teddy will get to the fucking ticket and it will just drop, blood.
You're talking to someone who has more European pedigree than you.
Big man.
You are.
Big man. Listen, stop fucking... Big man, we have more pedigree than their whole fucking existence, bro.
No,
they can have their little... Oh, we have... Bro, we've won more league titles at their ground than they have won. No, allow it. Like, Tottenham... Let me tell you something now. Tottenham can't talk to me, yeah? Everton can't talk to you. Stop, yeah? Let's talk about the Europa League now, yeah? Don't do no... Tottenham can never... And will never be able.
Not while leaving, God, no.
Big man, let me tell you something. I fucked Tottenham every night, blood. Yeah, behave yourself, blood. Yeah, red army. Yeah, red fucking army, blood. Yeah, the fuck you think this is, bro? But anyway, the Europa League. I got two kids, bro. No blacks, rude boy. You lot ain't got no kids, blood. Yeah, go check yourselves. But yeah, and my kids are mine. I don't need no DNA test. You see them little niggas. But today. Today we were, you get me? We were poor, bro. Man, no, I'm not going to hide. Man, no, I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat it. We were poor, bro. Fabio Vieira was playing against us, blood. Simple as...
How much you signed him for?
I thought he was all right. I thought he was okay.
We signed him for 35 million. Luckily, it's only 35 million, bro. You get me? We never spent no fucking 70 million. Like, you know me? 90 million, no, 80 million, like...
Certain man said 35 million for the wind to blow someone over, fam.
But anyway, like I said, he everyone was poor. It weren't just him. He was the poorest, but, I mean, no one really played to a level, you get me? We didn't lose, You get me? Like, it was 3-3. We lost on penalties. You get me? In the 120 minutes, we didn't lose. The goalkeeper made some ridiculous saves. Ridiculous. The Trossard, especially extra time. The Trossard save onto the post. The Gabriel header, like the literally last chance of the game. You get me?
Ramsdale played a couple good saves.
They got a good match.
Yeah, Ramsdale made a flipping when the ball rushed him in his head, blood.
And the 1v1 as well.
Yeah.
You would know that, what's his name? Edward comes from Tottenham, innit, when you're bottling a job like that. Like a shot.
Yeah,
like that.
Blood. Like, he should have finished.
Young Marcus.
He should have finished it, blood. You get me? But he didn't. But you get me? The like I said, we're all right, blood. You get me? We go to one game a week now. You understand? So City are in three competitions. You get me? Pep's playing four centre-backs in his back four. You understand? Obviously, Tomiyasu went off tonight. He was seen on crutches. That's fucking... Saliba's fine. You get me? He was...
Are you saying that from a hunch or...?
No, because from a hunch, because what I've seen, he was on the bench. Literally when he came off, he was smiling on the bench, in good spirits. He was standing up.
Will change and not an injury.
Nah, I think it was a precaution. Like, he felt something and we said, nah, we're going to pull him. You understand? Because Holding went on and did a good job. You understand? It's not even like a Holding did a bad job. Holding went on and made a fucking, made two, three vital blocks, blood, in the second half. You understand? When they were coming down the left-hand side, because Zinchenko was just, I don't know where the fuck Zinchenko was today. You get me? I think he was in fucking Ukraine or something, blood, because he wasn't in fucking
Emirates, bro. He's in midfield. He's in the left back.
Let me tell you something. He's an inverted fucking DM. He's an inverted fucking eight. He's a fucking inverted.
But a left back.
I'm telling you, bro. Like when I see Donny on the left, I'm like, yo, blood. He's actually on the left, blood. Like fucking hell, G. I see Martinelli fucking down at fucking left back more than him, blood. You get me?
They were exposing that side though, troops. Though they were exposing that right hand side with Zinchenko tucking in the way he did.
Yeah. Because it was like that was their whole attack, like. Benny Blanco, when he came on, he didn't do nothing, blood. They had one attack down the right-hand side. He locked it. Every attack was coming down that side, blood. You understand? Because Zinchenko inverts, and he weren't inverting properly today, blood. You get me? So it backfired on, man. You understand? But we still had chances to win it. We didn't win it. But like I said, we go to one game a week now, blood. You get me? Now we can go tunnel vision and concentrate on the league title, blood. Gabby Jesus is back. You understand? He had a good first half. Good 45 minutes. He come off unscathed. He's probably going to start against Palace on Sunday. You get me? Trossard, Saka, Martinelli.
You ain't beat Palace in 4 years, you know, at home.
This is the difference, I think, there between.
You ain't beat Palace at home in 4 years.
Yeah, that's fine, blood. You understand? There's always a new time to beat them, blood. Now is the time, blood. You understand? They might have scored a fucking... I think they might have had a shot on target for like four games, you'd boy. You understand? Like, they ain't fucking... We're playing Palace at a very good time, blood. You get me? Like, that is
I need an Edouard back post header. But
it ain't happening, blood.
Apart from that... So what I want to know is that... listen, if this happens, if I make top four and you don't win this title, have had the same season. Look at me.
This ain't no audition, blood, yeah? So you can come in, pause, come in my face all you want, blood, yeah? Pause. You understand? Because, make I tell you something, you ain't getting top four, yeah? And we are winning the league, blood, yeah? Ooh. So mark that.
You lot, clip that one. Yeah? Clip that one there.
Let the team go, blood. Yeah? What's wrong with them, blood? Yeah? No, trust me.
On a serious note, though, you see the Portuguese eyelash? Yeah? I think...
He's a Rizla. That's what he is.
Big man, he's still better than your whole midfield.
He is a Portuguese eyelash. You know it. He's gone with the wind. He's gone with the wind. Man's moving like Zaza from flipping Naruto, fam. He's gone.
He needs hard food, blood. He needs a green banana, some planting, some yam, some dumpling. Saka needs to go give him some fucking Nigerian jollof or something, blood, because we ain't got no yardies in the team, blood. What the fuck did I do?
You know what it was? Do you know what I think? You lot needed, like, for that game, and it's bare wind.
Blood, as soon as Odegaard come on, yeah, you saw the difference, blood.
Yeah, of course, but we're talking cutting it. I think you lot needed a Rashford and not a Saka that game. I think Saka has been brilliant. He's been brilliant. You can't fault the kid. But I think in terms of, it shouldn't have to fall on Saka to win you that game, by the way. It shouldn't have to fall.
That was supposed to be Partey, Saka, and Odegaard's day off. And they got Drew out.
To win you around the 16 game against Sporting Lisbon. It shouldn't.
Let me get it in. Sporting ain't no mugs, blood, yeah? You know what I mean? Dead man could even beat them as well, but dead man lost to them.
They were missing Marita as well. Let me tell you about that guy. What's he called again? The guy in the centre mid. Oh, my word.
Paulino.
No, bun him. Who's the other one? You.
Gonçalves.
No. He's got a bad boy goal. Gives it a U.
Ugarte,
that's him. Oh my!
Oh, the black you.
Oh my!
No, the guy that got the red card.
You got the red card. That guy is a beast, bro. Remember I told you he looks like Odegaard, but more of an 8 version, like box to box version of Odegaard. Like this guy is serious baller. You know, Sporting, the way they were moving the ball and off the ball movement was crisp. That second half, I don't know what happened, but these men were on job. Trincao, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. Gabriel didn't even want to get close to him. He didn't want to get close to him. He knew, bro, one misstep, that 1-2's happening. Because Zinchenko...
He's got a release
He was gone missing, bro. Like, he needed to step up. He didn't, to be fair. But it is where it is, man. Like you said, maybe it was one head in the league for the league. Another head maybe should do Europa League. I don't know, man. But can't play good every week, can you?
That's what I say. You can't win every game, blood. You understand?
I expect way more from the Emirates.
No, why are we doing this? No, Kaz, why are we doing this? Arsenal Football Club are right now the second best team, arguably, in Europe. They're top three, bro. Wherever you want to place them in the top three, that's not the argument I'm trying to put. Arsenal should be beating Sporting Lisbon.
You think right now they're top three European teams?
Why not?
So they're better than Bayern Munich. They're better than City.
I'm not gonna lie. If you put them, I know they lost today. You're telling me Saliba and Gabriel and eat up Choupo Moting? I think so,
listen,
man.
Listen. Whether
they'll go toe to toe with them, Bayern Munich. Don't get me wrong.
They went to PSG's backyard and still beat them.
PSG are not that good.
It's football heritage.
All right.
This is what this is.
All right.
I mean, forget Tottenham. Bayern Munich is football heritage, bro.
You are shameless. You know that. How dare you come on here with a Bayern Munich top?
Football heritage.
If you team up bums, blood, what else are you going to do?
I'm alone at Bayern Munich, bro.
The history of the Tottenham.
Henry, I know for you it's hard. It's hard to hear top three teams in Europe. It's hard, but they are, bro. They are right now. They are. At their best right now, they are. But listen, or whatever order you want to put them in, Arsenal should be going to Sporting over two legs and winning and coming out of the tie.
You know what it is? You have to blame Arteta as well for being naive, bro.
He thought
they were going to come there, bro, and it would be a comfortable one. They're missing two players. You got to admit it, though, troops. Arteta's fault at this as well, you know.
He picked the lineup, blood. Of course it's his fault. He let Fabio Vieira play up until the fucking extra time, blood.
Let me ask you something. If Arsenal bottle this league, let's say by 4 to 5 points, are you still Arteta in?
Bro, if we finish second, I can't, like, for me, we win the league, yeah? But let's say we were to finish second, yeah? And City pipped us by 2-3 points, yeah? For me, we've had a fantastic season, bro. Nobody thought we'd be where we are.
You look at it collectively. You understand? You're going at the FA Cup to Brighton. You're going at the Europa League to Sporting. And at one point, you were 8 points clear.
Don't matter. City have a better team. We shouldn't be where we are. You get me?
So you think we're overachieving?
Of course we're overachieving. Are you fucking mad? This team shouldn't be where it is right now. We're still missing a couple pieces from this puzzle, blood.
Yeah.
We should not be where we are, blood. Are you crazy? City are slapping, man, in the Champions League 7-0. Haaland scoring 5 goals in a game. 5 goals in 35 minutes or some stupidness. Yeah? How the fuck are we 5 points clear of these, man? Are you serious? Jesus was injured. We were 5 points clear. Jesus comes back. We're 5 points clear. Bro.
Ten Hag masterclass. It got in Arteta's head. You hear it? That's why they lost.
Come on. You understand? Like, we have overachieved, bro. You get me? Like, the position we're in right now, we're in a great position, bro. No Arsenal fan thought we would be here. No Arsenal fan can be disappointed, blood. You get me? Obviously, like, It's disappointing to go out against Sporting. You would want to go through and stay in the competition as long as you can. But the Premier League is the be-all and end-all, blood. You get me? Because we win that league this year, next year, Arsenal are back, bro. We are like, there's no, you get me? It's official. Nah, you understand?
This is how because, I
Let me tell you something. We ain't fucking Leicester, Rude Boy, yeah? You've won one league title, Monts Blood. Behave yourself when we're talking about league titles, bro. Behave. No, no, no. I don't care. I don't care if you had 96 points. You won one league title, bro, yeah? You won one. One in your peak, bro. When we was in our peak, we won three, Rude Boy. Behave yourself, yeah? We win one. You was a cup team, blood. Low it. Low it. Yeah? Don't listen, sit there with your fucking comedian acting self, blood. I don't give a fuck, blood. When it comes to league titles, bro, yeah, I'll make you come out of your fucking shit, bro. I'm talking to British right now. When it comes to league titles, you can't chat to me, Rude Boy. You, I don't care if we're when it's 04.
I'm not talking
you
about
the can't chat European to me.
We're talking about
we
Europe.
Win that league. Bro, let me tell you something. When Wenger won that league title in 97, when Wenger won that league title in 97, 98,
you haven't won a league in 98.
Man, that, let me tell you something. When Wenger, let me tell you something. When Wenger won that title in 97, 98, that brought the Arsenal back. Yeah, that put us back on the map. Yeah, that put us back on the elite table where we belong. We win the league this year, it brings us back. It brings us back at the elite table. We ain't gonna be you and just win one league title, blood. Yeah, we will battle City and fucking beat them, blood. Yeah. So anyway,
I think that Europa League loss hurt him a little bit more than I thought.
Bro, I'm talking about
if we bottled the league, blood. You might have won one league, blood. You're talking with chest blood. Allow it.
This is how you know Arteta comes from Pep's back pocket, because Pep is shit in Europe for Man City and Arteta showing the same European naivety. These men are nationwide. They ain't worldwide. They're nationwide. These men ain't worldwide,
bro.
It's mad.
That's Pep one Champions League. That's Pep one Champions League.
Yeah, I'd love to wear a suit.
Has he won more than Klopp?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool.
He's won more than Klopp.
Okay, cool.
Pep's won more Champions League than Klopp.
Okay, cool.
It's only one.
So he's obviously worldwide, isn't he? Okay, cool.
I said at City, he's terrible.
He's won more league titles than Pep as well. He's won more league titles than Klopp as well, isn't it? In more countries, isn't it? Spain, Germany, and England, isn't it? Okay, cool.
Pep has not been good enough.
Like Dap said at Brest, bro. You, man, are the king of the buffet, blood. One wing, one curry goat, one oxtail, one fried fish. That's you, man, blood. Yeah? You don't... There's no consistency.
Yeah? That's came up with that.
You don't... Yeah, you don't go for round two. Yeah, it's just a straight buffet, blood. Yeah? Straight buffet settings, bro.
This is how you know that I live in everyone's head, because it's simply down to this. When we're talking about Europe...
Okay.
Certain teams have to know their place. Okay. So when you keep talking to me about...
Yeah, when we're talking about... You're trying to deflect on the league, blood. So when you talk about the league, you need to know your stuff, blood. You won the Carabao Cup, blood. Leicester have won more than you in the last 6 years, bro. We've won more than you in the last 6 years, bro. We've won more than you in the last 6 years, blood, with your piss poor Carabao Cup.
Why does it have to be six years?
Leicester have more. Leicester have won bigger trophies than you in the last 6 years, blood. Yeah? So, anyway.
They won more than they won bigger trophies than you, too.
You man sit there with your fucking teacup, blood. You man sit there with your teacup, blood. Yeah? You sit there with your teacup, blood.
Tap me back in with the ooh quickly. Tap me back in with the ooh. I need that one.
Tag who, blood? I'll 3D both of you pricks, blood. Are you crazy? Man, some attitude era, blood. Man, we're getting liquid with a steel chair, Rude Boy. You understand? I don't need no backup, bro. I'm coming in that fucking APA, blood. You understand? See me come through the crowd, blood. What's wrong with that?
Hear me out. When you talk to me about Premier Leagues, if you notice, I don't actually come back on a cheeky thing with the Premier League chat because I know where I stand.
Yeah, you tried to flip.
No. But right now, this is a European competition. This is a European show, technically, because we're talking about Europe. And in Europe, you know your place. You do not talk to me when it comes to Europe. You will never see them at a European Cups I've seen. In fact, you have never seen a Champions League. Nor will you ever see one within the next 10 years. So let's not talk about... When I talk about 30 years, I might as well talk about 31. Because at the start of the season, when you were doing so well, after you went out in the Carabao...
These men were saying they're doing a double.
When who's ever doing a double?
Hold on, can bury your fan.
Who's ever doing a double?
Bury your fan.
Whoa, blood. Let you need land. To blood. You managed to get it. Let me land. Let me check where. Let me check where Liverpool. Where the man in the league, blood? I don't know how you got all that chat.
He did it again.
I don't know how you got all that chat from down below, blood. You might have down below that like Roddy Ricch, blood. Down below. You might need armbands, blood. Are you crazy? You need armbands, big man. You might have come in the deep end, rude boy. You might be in the shallow end. You might be in the shallow end. And he looks like Roddy Ricch, bro. Man, down below, look at Roddy Ricch, blood. Love it. Man, like Roddy Ricch, blood. Is he crazy, blood? But in the box, blood. Get out of here, blood. You might be in a box, yeah?
You know, if Brentford and Brighton win both their games, you're eighth.
You're eighth, bro. I smoke apes. I smoke you, man. Pause. I smoke apes, bro, on a daily. That's where you mess you, man. I don't understand how you... Look, this is how shit you are. This is how robbed your season is. You literally sit there and pray for my team to lose, bro. When my team was robbed, I didn't watch no team, bro. But you have no joy in your life. You get joy off my misery, blood. That's how sad... It is.
That's the life of a Tottenham fan right there.
That's the you're living like a Tottenham fan right now, blood.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it? No.
It's a mad thing.
First of all, as you said, I'm the king of the buffet. As you said, I've won everything in the last 4 years, so I get a year off. You don't get to have a year off.
What do you mean about you get a year off? Why do you get a year off? Does City take a year off? Does Pep take a year off? Pep don't take a year off, blood.
Hold on. In the last
19 years, I don't see Pep taking a year off.
In the last 19 years, you don't want the sentence to end. In the last 19 years, 4 FA Cups, let me know who's rubbed, me or you.
We're still relevant, so we're not rubbed.
Who's rubbed?
We're still relevant, so we're not rubbed. Yeah, that's sad.
I've answered 19 years for FA Cups.
19 years, bro. 19 years about a major. 19 years about a major. It couldn't be me.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's a bad one. Four FA Cups. That's what they're proud of. It's four FA Cups.
Who's proud of four FA Cups? Why was I Wenger out? Why was I Wenger out, blood? Let's rewind this thing. So who you throwing shots at, blood? Who you throwing shots at, blood?
You can't throw shots at my trophy cabinet.
I pulled out banners to get. I pulled out banners. I pulled out banners to try and get this thing back on track, blood. Yeah, you understand? Mm. So you get me. Certain man didn't even win 4 FA Cups, blood. So I'm all right, blood. At least I got 4 FA Cups.
You get me? We ain't even won 4 trophies in your life.
This guy loves the deflection thing. Back to Europe. Let's get back to Europe.
I just want to.
Are you bad, blood?
I just want
to get back to Europe.
You had one Carabao Cup in 6 years. Behave yourself,
fine, G.
Cass, listen to the timeline. When they got knocked out of the Carabao, it was, it's fine, we're focusing on the Prem and Europa League. When they got knocked out
I said Prem. No, mine was Prem.
Let him cook.
What do you mean, let him cook? Don't lie, blood.
And then we got Prem. And then when they got knocked out of the Europa League, now it's we only got one game a week. And if they don't win the league, it's going to say we were aiming for top four anyways.
I will never say that.
Henry, you can't deny that either.
I won't say that.
Don't be a pussy. You know the Arsenal fans are saying that.
I won't say that. Don't say that. That's why I said to you, I spoke to Gunnar, right, yesterday. And I won't
say that.
If Arsenal flop and don't win the league, he's Arteta out. Right, so I'm asking the same question. Arsenal, all of my powers were Arsenal. They said, but we got the league anyway. You should be fighting on multiple fronts. I know I can't.
That's what I've been saying. You think, you know what is me, yeah? The way I'm built in my mentality for trophies. But I'm realistic about my club situation at the moment, innit? Even in before. But if I've got the team and we're doing well in different competitions, especially if we're in Champions League, Europa League, but also going for the league, I'm not thinking I want to focus on both. I want both of them. Why can we not have both of them? You don't hear City. If you want to talk about Pep and City, Pep don't say, yeah, we're going to focus on the Champions League. Trust me, that man is focused on both of them and
the
other cup.
If he wanted to, he could.
You do realize by City's next game, they could be 8 points behind us.
No, they could be about 8 points behind you this on the weekend with a game. Obviously, you might win the game in hand. But then again, you still got to go to Liverpool. You ain't won in the Mersey in like 6-7 years.
And you still
got to go to Man City and Etihad. I don't think you're going to win there, to be honest. I think you can have a great game.
Watch your mouth. You still got to come to Madrid.
Can I swear you still got Newcastle away?
Bro, man hate him.
But then again,
we went to your ground with even worse teams and never conceded 7, big man. Yeah, so allow it.
You're talking about back then, man. The only team who slapped
Arteta is Pep. The only team we got 5-0 from was Pep, bro. Liverpool, you might beat us. You might beat us 3-1. Yeah, it was no slapping, blood.
Wait, we beat you 4-0. What are you talking about?
I don't doubt it, deny it.
No, the first season when we played you, it was 3-1. Then last year it was 4-0. We didn't. Only man that slapped, man, because the 4-0 at 0-0, the 4-0, what turned it was what turned it was Klopp Arteta. And because Anfield was quiet before then, we crumbled then. Do you understand? This team has been away from home in hostile environments and gone there and won, blood. You understand? So you get me? We can go away from home and win. You get me? We all know about OT when we lost away from at OT, blood. That everyone has said that Martinelli goal should have stood. If we go 1-0 up, we swipe them because we were battering them. Even when it went 1-1, what fuck man was Arteta? He got too brave. He started throwing bare man on and said, "Yo, let's step up even further." Forgetting about Rashford. And then they hit man on the break. You understand? When we went to fucking Chelsea, we slapped the fuck out of them. Went Tottenham, slapped the fuck out of them, blood. You get me? It's only City. We went to City and lost 1-0. And we made beer changes. You get me?
Yeah, but City are doing that thing what they usually do. Like, they've been neck and neck with, obviously, Liverpool, and then it gets that March period, April, and they just turn it on. That's what they're doing again. Liverpool were top of the league as well.
I don't see them turning. No, last year, City were top of
the league. They're not, but let's face it. Look,
Liverpool were chasing them last year.
Let me tell you, I don't believe in this City team. Arsenal are a better team than them, and they have been a better team than them this season. And I do think Arsenal will win the league with that.
I do agree with that. We have a better team. Individuals, they're clear. But as a team, like, you can... There's so much unity in this team. Like, that's why I'm still like... I know we're going to bounce back against Palace.
You know what you don't have, though? Which is clicking. The fact that Pep is winning flipping games comfortably with four damn centre-backs, and he's going to find some solutions because Pep is a mad genius, bro. This is what I'm saying. This is why you can't deny City, especially in this period, and I can't do it. Like, right now, when it's getting neck, I just don't know now. Actually, no, I'm not going to deny it. Arsenal lose a game, they bounce back typically anyway, so I can't say this is a test. If you don't win this Sunday, or is it Sunday?
Saturday. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, if you don't win against Sunday because this whole Crystal Palace thing, get a draw, I'm sorry, but my mind just switches just in a heartbeat, man. But it don't matter for you, obviously. For me, it matters for you, man. I still think you're going to swipe them 4-0. Crystal Palace are garbage. They haven't got a win. They haven't got a W in 2023.
They haven't scored a goal. They haven't had a shot on target in the last four games, blood. You get
what? I think it smokes, but... let's talk about back to Europe. You're out.
Let's talk about United, blood. You get
Let's talk about United.
Oh, no, penalties.
Let's talk about United, blood.
Wait, I didn't even get to see it, man. I didn't even get to see the penalty. Was it bad?
Bro, it wasn't even a blood. The keeper just went the right way. It was like, it wasn't a bad penalty. It was one of them where the keeper went the right way and he got his hand on it, bro. You get me? Ramsdale got his hand on two penalties, blood, but he never got a strong hand. Pause. You get me?
Yeah.
The keeper went the right way.
I blame Ramsdale, not Martinelli, I'll be honest. Ramsdale should have said that one where he got two, bro.
Yep. Bro, yeah, yeah.
He was like, you could see.
Yeah, he was furious.
Like, bro,
because he knows that was the one that's the one. You get me? And then we could have.
Bro, that's before the Martinelli miss. Martinelli does.
He had two before the Martinelli miss.
Ramsdale, do you think he'll start for England in the qualifiers?
No,
nah.
The guy loves Pickford, man. No, Southgate.
Well, nah, he's gonna pick. He picked fucking Maguire, bro.
He picked Mount Gallagher and Phillips.
Yeah, blood, I put a guy. Don't even.
Only thing he got right is probably the
front. He finally picked Tony.
Picked Draco Malfoy and Jack.
Wait. Before we talk about the England squad, yeah? So United have gone through, innit? 1-0. Was 5-1 on aggregate. But Betis had chances at 0-0, especially early on.
Bro, when I told you that was an exciting game, I didn't care. It was just back and forth for both teams. It could have went anywhere. But Rashford should have had a hat-trick tonight. I'm not going to lie. He got his goal. He packed him in. But he owed us that after skying it, bro. That went to the beach.
Because there was one miss.
That landed in my nan's back garden in Valencia, bro.
Salah knows all about that, innit, blood?
No.
Salah's still looking for his ball, blood.
You know how many times Partey has hit Rosette before he finally started scoring 1-2 bangers, bro? Partey used to have a daily, every game, one shot hitting Rosette.
Big man, that was from outside the box, blood. He's doing it from the fucking 12-yard, from 12 yards, mate.
That's the first
time
Salah ever missed a target from the penalty spot. Okay. Allow me, bro.
Yeah, and he fucking defo missed a target, bro. I heard a child got hit, blood.
I'm getting onto Rashford got hit. And you go on, I'm getting onto Rashford and then you started getting onto Salah. This is how I know you're rattled today.
Nah, I ain't rattled, blood. Nah, yeah. You're trying to flip. Nah, I ain't rattled, blood.
You can't get onto my team today, man.
I ain't rattled, blood.
We got a clean sheet with Harry Dan Maguire at the back. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you can see the bad chances, guys, though. Let's
I don't care, bro.
He was spun like a baby.
I guess what? We still won. But you know what it is? Man United are leggy. It's baiting it. You can see in every player pretty much. Like, even Pelestri's a baller. I don't care. That guy is a baller, man. He done more than a certain man, innit? Yeah, in 90 minutes. But it's a different type of player, innit? It is what it is. I'm not going to judge Antony until next season. I think he deserves that regardless.
How old is that Pelestri? What is he, like 20, 21?
21, 20, 21. You're not going to judge.
Why are we not judging Antony? You all judge Pepe?
No. Pepe had 5 seasons, bro.
We're
judging Pepe when he stepped through the door.
Exactly. So we will judge that.
Because I talked to any of you, man, 5 years ago, bro.
And at this point, in the same seasons of their first, Pepe was clear, bruv. Pepe got like fucking 10 goals and 6 assists in his first season, blood.
Reece Nelson
has played less games and done more than Mr. 80 million Antony.
I'm gonna take a leaf out of your book. When you say you, I didn't know none of you 5 years ago, so don't do that. I wasn't even that shameless back then. I didn't even care. Like, I didn't even care for Arsenal back then. I was just enjoying the AFTV, fam, which you was on. So anyways, yeah. Anywho, let me talk about my game. I'm not going to enjoy it. Like, look, what kind of rival fan would I be if I come on here, yeah, and not banter a guy in his first season regardless? You want me to hear and start being like Sky Sports, fam? You want me to start being here like Matisse on flipping DR Sports, brother, doing up host settings, man? It's not like that, fam. So right now, I'm talking like a proper guy. Backing my guy. When we get the players and everything, like maybe Nunes too for next season, then I'll judge it accordingly. Like Jack Grealish got in his second season. He's getting judged accordingly. The only person that I can hold smoke for is Jadon Sancho, bro, because he hasn't performed. But I'm going to wait till my manager gets a batch of players and see where he goes from there. That's it, period. The guy's a talented guy. Anthony didn't even play today. Pelestri did. He played well. We didn't defend well. It was an open game. It was calm. They had chances. We had chances. We stunk. But we still went through. Because you know what? Man United has been doing on his bed. We get a blip, then we come back and win. That's what we do. It was unfortunate on Southampton because we got a red card that I think was justified. Because Lavia, imagine this. Lavia done the exact same thing against Brighton. Exactly the same thing. No VAR, nothing. Exactly the same thing. This is what I'm talking about.
No consistency, officiating. Bro.
There's no consistency. And he went the same exact thing. So Casemiro has now been sent off. But I'm not going to make that. Why should I be scared of Fulham, Everton and Brentford at my own gaff? No chance, not from this season. We should be beating them with our players regardless. Actually, it's lucky that we're coming into the period for the 2 weeks anyways, because it gets rest for a lot of the players. Some of the players leaving.
You stay injury-free and you'll be fine.
Rashford won't even play. He'll probably get some minutes, but he won't even play more time. I know that for free. He's going to pay his favourites at Southgate, so I don't give a damn about that.
Harry Kane's going to start regardless of who we play. Because I think if he gets one or two more goals, he's England's top goal scorer. On Pepe, though, Pepe was just an agenda. That guy had nearly 50 goal contributions in 111 games. This is the guy that only started something like 30% of his games.
In France? Or
no, for Arsenal. He
Arsenal,
had, I
think, blood.
27 Arsenal. Goals.
I don't know. Like, I don't care.
Pepe, that's Nico Ross Clark Pepe. That's my brother. What do you mean, bro?
I always like Pepe, blood. I always like Pepe, though. But
Pepe's cold, blood. I hate on Pepe. Pepe's cold, blood.
It's because he's a freedom player, not a system player.
My unpopular opinion, on Pepe was playing in the dead Arsenal side. Could Pepe have done way more? Yes, we all know that. But under Arteta, the way he gets his wingers face up with overlaps, trust me, Pepe in this Arsenal team...
Pepe would cook.
In this year's Arsenal team, Pepe's cooking in this Arsenal team.
1v1 specialist, isn't he? The only thing wrong with Pepe, bro, though, he just liked to do up a player. Like, I remember when he done Van Dijk and he went back to go do them again. That was his only issue. Sometimes he's basically St. Maximin, but on the other side.
Yeah, his
record's a joke.
Off the bench.
Is he permanently gone?
No, he's on loan.
So you might even get a chance. You might need a right winger for next season. You need a backup right winger. Because don't get me wrong, Fabio Vieira stinks. Emil Smith Rowe ain't the right winger, is he? You don't really play there, innit?
No.
Who's your backup? Reece Nelson. I like Reece. I think he just needs a loan somewhere. But he needs 13 minutes for his age. He does. He don't need to be no backup option. Reece is a talented player. Yeah. But Back on the Man United, back on the Man United thing. Anthony is talented. He just needs to adjust his game, bro. That's it. Really and truly, he just needs to. And he needs, and he might be one. He's a system player. He needs players around him as well. Do you know what I mean? He has got a shot on him. Told me many
but
more
that's
players
what
that
he's
can.
Got, blood.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But a lot of players.
He can't pass. He can't run. He's weak.
Yeah, no. But I think.
Anthony,
remember.
He's like Pepe. Pepe would run.
Yeah, yeah. But he's
a
different type of. He's a different type of player.
He had strength. He could play in the false nine. Yeah, Pepe could play along the whole front line.
I'm not comparing Anthony to Pepe. They're two different players.
Pepe had a good free kick.
All I'm gonna say is
a free kick. He'll whip that.
All I'm gonna say is Anthony is 23. People forget that, innit?
Bro, Pepe's not 24. Pepe's at 25, 26. He's not, Pepe ain't that old, you know?
Right now, he's 27.
What? 28
now, bro.
He's
28 now.
What are you talking about?
That's why he's 27.
He's 27.
You're checking it right now?
He's 28 in a couple of months.
Pepe's 27, bro.
Yeah, he's 27, bro. That ain't blood. He's not old, blood.
You said 28.
The guy's turning 28. But yeah, he's not old. But I'm saying, he's five. I think he's like 4 or 5 years younger than him.
And when Pepe came to Arsenal, Pepe was like 22.
Yeah, he was young. He was young. He came also.
He was younger than Anthony Blood.
Anthony joined when he was 22. 24. So yeah, he would have been a bit younger.
But he's been at Arsenal for 5 years, Blood. Don't talk about. He's 24. Shut up, Monts.
Pepe was 24 when he came on.
Pepe was 23 when we signed him.
He was 23, 22, 23.
He was 23 when we signed Pepe, Blood.
Yeah, we signed Anthony when he's 22. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is. And he might. He's just a system player, isn't it? Anthony's a system player.
I'll take Kulusevski over
them. Yeah, Kulusevski's a baller, yeah. But anyway, I'll judge next year. But we're through to the next round. I'll be waiting tomorrow at 12:15, 12:30 for to see you.
He's rattled me, and Pussy, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I know he has. We got him. Got him.
We got him. We got him. I love this channel.
Which one was it? Was it the 30 years or hurt?
Yeah, that one.
Was it the 30 years?
It was the 30 years. 31. No, it's not that way.
It's cheeky coming from me because it's mad cheeky coming from me. That's why. But that's why.
He's gonna be waiting for you.
Please subscribe. You lot, subscribe. This is Comedy Gold. Subscribe to this channel, please.
You know what it is? Today just landed perfectly. He thought he was gonna come on here thinking, yeah, we're gonna smash Sporting, bruv. It's gonna be back again. We're gonna talk about Man United and Liverpool back again. Episode 214. Like the damn video, Truth TV.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
How about this? You know the back again Insta. They was getting ready to place the. You know what hurts me, man? They ain't believing us.
That's the one. Yeah.
It really breaks my heart that they don't believe in us.
Yeah. Breaks my heart, man.
Yo, it's coming Sunday, blood. Don't worry about that. It's coming Sunday, blood.
Another one.
It really breaks my heart.
I just can't stop winning, man. Aye,
fam. All I'm gonna say, if they don't beat Palace. They don't beat Palace on Sunday. They don't gonna get Palace on Sunday. Someone's gonna get wigged like Wallace in the wire, fam. Someone's gonna have to get their head blown right off, fam. Because I swear down, it's gonna be a meltdown. I Robbie, he's gonna be like thinking like, yeah, you know what? AFTV's back.
I've just seen Kim Kardashian's face when she saw the Sporting goal.
That was a madness, though. I can't lie. That girl was serious. I can't lie, fam. But anyways.
Shout out Kim K, though.
I like how I thought I was going to actually come on here and probably hold some smoke.
That's the only star that turned up today, isn't it? Out of everyone.
Yo! Henry's got choked.
That is cheeky as fuck.
No, I can't even talk, man.
I got Lady Gaga.
Don't do that. True, so you're having that.
Henry was charging that line up.
Yeah, well, I just see that on Twitter. I see X go whoa, whoa, and I was like, I might throw that in.
Okay. You had that choice. This is a safe space.
Premier League. This, you know what? The England squad came out.
Yeah.
Gareth Southgate up to his fucking job, mate. Listen, this England squad, yeah, like. Are we being serious, blood?
How is Eric Dyer?
How is Ben White not in that team? How is Tomori not in that fucking team?
So the team, yeah? So the squad is Pickford, Pope, Ramsdale, and then defenders are Chilwell, Dyer, Mark Gray.
Dyer?
Reece, Maguire, Shaw, Stones, Trippier, Walker. Walker's in there after doing the mad thing. The midfielders, Jude, Gallagher, Henderson, Madison, Mount, Phillips, Rice, Phillips, you know. And then the forwards, Foden, Grealish, Kane, Rashford, Saka, and Tony.
The only normal thing is that front six.
Like, bro, I want to, like...
Right.
Like, look, for me, yeah? For me, yeah? So, look. Why the fuck is Maguire in there? Why is Gallagher in there? Why is fucking Mount in there? And why is Phillips in there?
And Dyer.
And Dyer.
And Dyer.
Yeah.
I'd rather bring Ben Mee into this team than Dyer.
Yeah, what has Dyer done to be in the England squad?
Seriously.
Last season, I would have heard it in the back three.
No, I've never heard it.
Last season, I would have
heard it. Absolutely flat.
Not this season.
Yeah, but who do you replace them with? Three of them players. If you're replacing them, Tomori, Ben White, that's done.
There's Ben White. There's Tomori. There's fucking Tarkowski.
Guahi's better.
He's already in
there. Guahi's in there.
Yeah.
But he's in there.
Yeah.
Tarkowski's better. Connor Cody's better than Dyer.
No, Connor Cody sucks. But yeah.
Tarkowski's better than Dyer.
I don't even know. There's some. I don't know.
Ben Mee's
having
a. Ben Mee's a shout because he's having a decent season at Brentford, but they're flying high.
So
Maguire didn't even fucking play, blood. How's Maguire in there?
Blood? Why is Morgan Gibbs-White not in there? You could be a midfielder in there, you know, other than Mount or Gallagher.
Ward-Prowse? Where's Ward-Prowse, blood?
He's
dead. We ain't got no set piece taker.
Run that, man. No. Oh, stop. Please, people, let's stop with this Ward-Prowse hat because he scores a free kick.
Bro, Ward-Prowse should be in there over Phillips.
Yeah.
Over Mount.
But when you
Mount's been a bum the whole season.
The only one I understand is.
Phillips has played 56 minutes this whole season, bro.
Tell me another English DM, though. That's what I'm trying to think of. Like, this is just a backup. Even just to Rice, like, who's the actual backup for DM? When you think about it,
bro.
Jordan Henderson's in the squad. We talked
exactly. Hendo's in there.
Exactly. I rest my case. Ollie Skip deserves one. I like Ollie Skip.
I think he's good. Jordan Henderson could do a job. He's not asking to
Ollie Skip should be over there, bro. Over Calvin Phillips.
Guys, hold on. Before you say what you say about Jordan Henderson.
What about Solly March?
Jordan Henderson ain't there to run 50 miles like he is in Liverpool. It's different for Southgate. Man can just sit.
I saw enough in the World Cup with Jordan Henderson playing him as an 8. I don't believe in Southgate to play him as DM anyway, so.
Bro, Jordan Henderson played well when he played.
For France, against France. I don't want to hear it. He played one good game.
When he played in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's why we're out. Anyways, it's not the point.
No, we're out because his guy let the country down. That's why we're out.
Again. Southgate let the country down, and so did Harry Kane.
Fair. The same amount of open play goals as Harry Kane in the tournament. What are you talking about?
Right, let's not do this. Let's just
He did let the country down, bro.
He did, bro.
Again, he didn't pass to Sterling, and he didn't score his penalty, bro.
Would you pass to Sterling at that point in his career? Would you have passed to him?
Yes.
Look where he was.
Yes, bro. It's about your country.
Let me tell you the difference between. Let me tell you something. If Henry's in that position and he sees Bergkamp, he's passing it, bro. And Henry was a fucking bad boy goal scorer. So don't even try to say in his position. He was never in Henry's position in his career to be a World Cup winner, a great Premier League winner. All of this, man. All he needs is a golden boot, man.
Even if Kane would have scored that penalty, we would have been 2-2. Southgate does not have the in-game management decisions to manage a game. Name one good team England have beaten in competitions. I'll sit here and wait.
Germany.
Yeah, in New Euro, we beat Germany.
We beat Germany.
We beat Germany 2-0.
Just like Rooney was before. Just like David Beckham is before. We always cuss our best player. We've always done it. You don't see Forrest doing that.
Kane's a bottle job.
We cuss Harry Kane. We forget the cussing.
Kane bottles it, bro.
He let the country down.
He's a bottle job.
He let the country down.
So did fucking Southgate.
I agree. I think Southgate played the wrong lineup against
England. Harry Kane and he plays for Tottenham.
All right.
Yeah, but
Saka let the country down. Saka got the same treatment, if not worse. Listen, Henry. Did Kane let the country down? Yes or no? Just yes or no?
Yes, he
knows he did.
Exactly. Now you just wasted 5 minutes.
Harry Kane is a phenomenal footballer, and they have moments in their career. But in that moment in his career, they're the country.
I'd love to see what England play like without Kane.
I would love to as well. I would love to. Transition would be sweet.
Tony in there.
Play Tony, bro.
That Tony in there.
Who's going to drop deep and sprout around like Banksy, like Kane does?
Kane shouldn't even have to do that.
We don't want to do that. We play better when Kane's not even in the team.
Our manager's a fucking puppet.
Yeah, I agree. If we had a better manager, if we had Eddie Howe, it would be better.
If he was to play,
I can't lie. Let me know. Quick one.
You put Madison in that team.
We played better when Callum Wilson was up front for us that World Cup. Tell me I'm right.
One game, yeah, we did. Yeah,
no. Every time he came on, we looked better already.
Yeah, but yeah,
he came on when most of the games were already done.
Other teams are tired though, because you'd have to take that into consideration. Like,
no, man, Southgate's a bum. He's a bum anyway. He should be managing.
No, absolutely not.
The fact that we're going to have to go into the next Euros with Southgate, you might as well just say it's done. It's a done deal, man. I don't even want to see anything.
What we should do is, right, we should sack him and bring in Trofei Mourinho.
We should dilute Tottenham Football Club.
Even though you want our star boy.
I don't want him, because I don't want to deal with your
you
chairman.
Said last night.
No, I'll take him, but I know I'm not going to get him.
You'll get him. I'm telling you.
Levy and us is not going to happen. Levy will drag it out to August. We're not getting him.
Levy and us? Levy sold Sheringham. Levy sold Berbatov. Levy sold Carrick.
When he sold Berbatov, how long did that take? Till the end of the window. Sir Alex Ferguson said, I'm never dealing with that guy ever again. He dragged it to the last day.
He can
drag
it to as much as
30
wants,
million
feet. End of the day, Harry Kane's contract is ticking, mate.
What's the point? I'd rather do a pre-contract. If you say he's got 3-4 years left in the top of his game, go get him for free. Get a pre-contract in January.
I agree. The problem is,
you're not going to get him.
If you add Kane for an extra year in your squad and you've got that vocal point up front, like you've already won a trophy, right? You ain't got a vocal point. You've got Rashford.
I want Osimhen, man. And even Ed Dick has to deal
with
him as
well. That
Di Lorenzo brother that owns Napoli, he's the Italian Levy. If you're telling me, who do you rather want? 100 million Kane or 100 million Osimhen? I'm taking Osimhen all day long.
Yeah, because he's the longevity side of it.
Yeah, of course. So why would I want to now? Why would I want Kane? You know what?
Because Osimhen's going to cost you beyond 100 million.
No, he's not. He's going to cost us probably 110. I'd rather pay the extra 10 to someone. I don't know, but I know he's going to be going for about 110 million. Like, I'd rather pay the extra 10 million for someone like them rather than have Harry Kane. We need pace. We need robust guy. Like, we need a serious guy in there. Don't get me wrong, Kane is serious, but Kane's mentality is like Osman's about to win something before Kane does. Like,
and he's like, bro.
30 years, Napoli haven't won.
I know.
It goes to show then. Everyone at least Tottenham
picture
wins.
Picture this, right? Ndombele is our record signing player. We signed him when we got to the Champions League. That guy has left us, gone to Napoli, and he's been part of the team that's ended their 30-year wait. What does that say about us? And our fans go walking down Tottenham High Road, large and in charge. I've been saying this for months. Our club's finished. When Harry Kane goes, I
say finished like it ever started.
I'm done.
Like I said, peace.
Peace.
Like I said, you lot are just a spicy Aston Villa, man. You just got their money like they did, and that's it, man. You're there. You've been there. Aston Villa,
Aston Villa, mate, are going up and down like a stripper's flipping panties, mate. Up and down the leagues. At least we've been consistent. The problem is
consistently shit.
We used to win domestic competitions. Now we don't do that because of the owners.
Wait, what? You used to back in what 1960s, bro? You're talking about
before Levy took over Tottenham, we had more FA Cups than Arsenal. Now look at it.
Wait, hold on.
But Arsenal are always going to do that, anyways. No matter what your owners, you know what the maddest thing? People want Levy out and everything, but who said the new owners are going to be good? They might be worse.
No, I just want someone who gives a fuck. I don't want to see Lady Gaga. I don't want to see Beyonce.
I want a million pounds. I ain't going to get that.
No, but the problem is, Kathy.
You still ain't told me the Shakira dates.
Oh, no.
I need those Shakira dates. I need those.
Like we were saying, that's a motive, bro. Like, we was like,
Run it, Brown Eagle. Then go see some Shakira, you get me? And then go see the Beyonce if we can go get some tickets for Beyonce.
Hey, what? Choose. I know it's up block for you, but WrestleMania, come on,
SummerSlam.
Bro, I'm actually going to WrestleMania this year in Hollywood.
Oh, sorry.
That's
not
nice.
Hard.
Stunning, bro.
Yeah, I'm going. So we're going to be doing the podcast. I'm going to be in New York. Obviously, I'll still get the man name on it, but I'm going to be in the studio from next Monday still. It's my last week in London for a month. Awesome. I'm going out there, and then I'm coming back for the title running. You get me?
Had to throw that one in there, innit? This was a nice conversation before you threw
it. Not the Europa League, though, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But anyway, let's move on to the Premier League. The Premier League this weekend. The title chasing, top of the league, 5 points clear. Arsenal take on Crystal Palace. Now, that's my uncle. Shout Unks. You understand? Vieira. Woo. Vieira. Woo. The real Vieira. Not that Portuguese fraud. Palace have been very, very poor since 2023. Eze, Elise, Saha, Edward. They have a lot of striking options. They even had a fucking shot on target in the last four games. No goals, no wins. On a very, very bad run of form. And where they are in the league, they're not safe, blood. You understand? Like, there's like a five-point gap between them and 18th, bro. So I think from 12th to 20th, any of them can go down, blood. You get me? Pause. But I don't want to see Vieira go down. You understand? But I got to do my job. You never know, blood, because these men can't even get a goal. The confidence in the front line is not there, blood. Like, look at the players I just named, and they can't have a shot on target, let alone a shot on target, bro, in four games. Come on, bro.
Why they kind of held City?
That's worse than us when we had Nuno.
I don't know, man. They're going to have to turn up at some point.
Defensively, they're good. Defensively, they're good, but the forward line... It's I don't know what's going on
I don't get it either. You got Eze, Elise, and Zaha that should be doing something.
They're not playing for him. It's as simple as that. They're not playing for the manager.
How can you not play for Patrick Vieira? This is one of the greatest Premier League players of all time.
Yeah, but you can say
literally, he introduced. Now, but you saw that video of Elise when he met Wenger, how he was starstruck. You think he gets anywhere close to that man there if he ain't for Vieira? Yeah, nowhere near.
You got to remember, Vieira has taken down the average age of Crystal Palace by a major
And you have to
gap.
Remember, and look at this. How can man say they're not playing for him yet? I'm not saying that, but it could be a possibility. But that's a fucking disrespect. He fucking put all these men on. Elise's, Eze's. Yeah. Bro, this team was like 39-year-olds at one point, blood. How can they turn on him like that?
You know what it is? I'll tell you now where they need to start. Stop playing Joel Ward. That guy needs to go. Joel Ward is...
And you're
still playing Nathaniel Clyne. Nathaniel Clyne was declining in 2013. How is he still
Bro, he was there when that fucking prick Simon Jordan still owned them.
Yeah, I know. They need to something. I think they should play Richards.
He's their captain, isn't he?
I think so.
And I think I like their defensive mids as well. They got Sheik Decore. I like that guy. He's a baller. I think they need a new
striker.
They need to get rid of Jordan Ayew.
Was he very lucky? Please. Was he very lucky to not get sent off in that Brighton game?
Who? Richards?
Decore. Did you see the challenges he made, bro? There was like, Vieira pulled him off at halftime because he made a foul in the 30th minute, yellow card. Then literally 2 minutes later, chopped the guy. It was a yellow. The ref bottled it. Then he did another one just before halftime. Ref still didn't send him off. And then Vieira's pulled him off at halftime. I think he
should be saying, like, look, hang on, this ain't right. You're on a yellow and you've just done that. You're chopping them down like it's a fucking
But they're saying they don't come into effect for yellows, isn't it? It's only reds, blood.
What was the score in the end?
1-0 Brighton. Great finish from Solly March.
Brighton are just such a good team. They're like, they've got no money. Their recruitment is a star.
They got money now, thanks to Chelsea.
But look at the players they've lost. They've lost Ben White, Bissouma, Morpay. They've lost... someone else as well.
Burn.
Dan Burn. They've lost Trossard.
Yeah, Tross.
They've lost a lot of players and they somehow replace all of these with like gems.
Matoma's getting... someone's getting Matoma this summer.
Just Deserbi is a bad boy manager, by the way, as well. He's
cool. He looks like Santi, blood. He reminds me of Santi, bro. So whenever I see him, I'm like, oh, Santi Cazorla. My brother, you know? You understand? But let me get the man this prediction. Before I get the man the predictions... For me, the lineup, Ramsdale in goal, Ben White, hopefully Saliba's fit, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Partey comes back in, Xhaka, Odegaard, Jesus starts for me, Saka, and I'll start Martinelli, blood. You get me? Because when Martinelli was at his lightning best was when the front three was Saka, Jesus, and Martinelli.
I don't know.
I'm sticking with
Brighton against Palace. It might be a good psychological thing to play.
I don't want to, because he missed that penalty, I don't want to drop him. Like, I don't think Arteta should drop him. I think if you play him, that gives him confidence.
He'll end up going up front.
That might play on his mind. And especially because Jesus is back, he's going to have that support down the left-hand side. He's not going to be isolated how he's been since Jesus has been injured. So that's for that reason I would go with the main front three. Prediction: 2-0 Arsenal.
I'm going 1-1.
This, bro.
I'm going 4-0.
I can't lie. We are going for our first double over them since the 2017-2018 season because we beat them 2-0 open day this season and we ain't done a double over them since 2017.
Didn't Lacazette score a goal last season and run over to the corner flag?
Yep.
Yeah. I think you'll destroy him.
I'm going to say 1-1. VAR decision.
2-0 Arsenal. I think they make it difficult for the first half and then Arsenal just kind of step it up a gear as they do. 2-0 Arsenal for me.
Let's see. So who's playing in the Premier League? All right, so Liverpool's postponed because Fulham's in the fucking thing. Southampton, Tottenham. Henry, your boys travel to, I believe, bottom of the league, Southampton. Are they still bottom of the league, blood?
Yeah, still bottom.
I think so, yeah.
Still bottom of the league. Tottenham chasing top four. Newcastle, right behind you. How you feeling going into this one, blood? You got a good victory against Forest that I was expected. They're piss poor away from home. But Southampton, like, they went to Chelsea.
You say that. They had chances. Fraser Forster made like three or four good saves. And he saved the penalty.
Yeah.
You know what? When Lloris comes back, fucking keep him out of the team. Forster can actually distribute the ball. This guy can't. Fuck me. He can't even pass a driving test. That guy, Jesus Christ. Every time he gets the ball, he ain't
got because he's always drink driving, blood. like X says, blood, Hugo, Ray and nephew, blood. Donnie's there taking shots of Ray, blood.
Oh, mate, honestly, I mean, at least he's winning points off and on the pitch.
Trust me.
In terms of...
banned on the pitch, banned on... it's mad. Trying to fight Sun in all or nothing. Mad thing.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. At least they finally showed some passion. I think we'll beat them. I'm going to go 3-1. I think Kane will bag a brace. His record is away from home in the Premier League is where he scores pretty much most of his goals. I think the thing is for me, Richarlison actually played well against Forest.
What's going on with Richarlison? Because he came out and sent for Conte, and then Conte came out and sent for the fans. He sent for Levy. He sent for Enyek.
That quote he said. So he said,
I saw the video on Sky Sports.
So he said, I'm playing shit. The manager's not playing me, blah, blah, blah. Conte, mastermind. Jose would have said, yeah, he needs to improve. Blah, blah, blah. Conte directed it onto himself and the player at the same time. What does Richarlison go and do? Next game goes and gets two assists. There is a player in there. He just ain't ever going to come out to his full potential under Conte. It ain't going to happen. We've got a number nine playing out wide. He's getting absolutely... I mean, the guy's so desperate to score, mate. I might as well send him to the brothel myself. Because he ain't scoring no goals this season. He ain't scoring no goals this season. I'm telling you. Like, he won the penalty. That's the time Harry Kane should have went, Richarlison, take the fucking penalty.
Yeah, because I remember when Lacazette was a bit off form and we got a penalty.
Yeah, blame me and gave
Abba,
the penalty.
And Abba was our penalty taker, but he said to him, nah, Laka, take it. And then Laka scored and got his confidence back. And then Laka went on a good, Laka won a 5-6 game goal scoring streak.
But that's the thing. That there.
But that's what I'm saying. You see what we're saying about Kane in the World Cup, where it's all about him. Like, you mean Sterling was there. He was the glory.
I'm not gonna lie. When he's because our fans are a disgrace, by the way. And I'll get to that in a second. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I didn't even look. I was sitting down and then he started at home. But that's the time where I'm like Richarlison. If he scored, you get a little confidence boost. But his head didn't drop. He scored in the first 3 minutes. Absolute banger, by the way, which wasn't even offside. Because VAR is a complete disgrace. Richarlison puts a lovely ball in for the third goal to Son. And I'm like, okay, where's this been all season? Why are you now doing it now? This is what I'm saying. Why are we doing it now when nothing matters? What did Richarlison do against Wolves? He put a shot off against Sheffield United for a fucking throw-in. He's outside of the boot that much.
I remember. I see that on Twitter, bloody. Man came in from the left and just went chong.
Yeah, it was like fucking get a slice of cake out, mate. I love a slice of that. The problem is when there's nothing on the line, like top four, great. If we get it, we're not going to do anything. We'll get knocked out of Champions League. Rinse, repeat. It would actually probably benefit us to get the Europa League because there's probably a high chance of us winning it, even though we ain't going to win anything under these owners. But the problem is, with Richarlison, there's a player in there. But Conte is 3-4-3, 3-5-2. The only way you get the best out of him is if you put him next to Kane, you drop Son, and you put Kulu at the number 10, as like a free roaming rotation sort of player where you can just float around because he's the only player in our team that can pass the ball in the final third. But our fans, by the way, are an absolute disgrace. We're singing during the game, he's magic, you know, Mauricio Pochettino. They are an absolute disgrace. They are a disgrace. We linked with Luis Enrique, who built that Barcelona team that won the treble, who, if Spain probably had a good, competent striker in the World Cup, they would have done more. And now we're singing about a manager, Mauricio Pochettino. Like, what do the fans want? As I said to you guys last week, if Arsenal weren't top of the league, we're still having a good season. We're still sitting fourth, right? Why are we singing about a manager that had his chance? Don't go back to your ex-girlfriend.
But with Poch, he never got the backing that Mourinho got.
We spent 500 million under Poch.
That Conte got.
We spent 500 million.
But he needed...
We're talking like, after the final.
After the final is when you needed to go again. And you, I mean, you went and got Ndombele and that was it. You didn't really go.
Ndombele, that window for Poch, we spent 140 million.
I'm not complaining, but I'm just asking the question.
We gave him Lo Celso. We gave him Ndombele. We gave him Joe Rodon. We gave him like three or four players. I mean, the recruitment's shit, don't get me wrong, but the money was spent. He wanted Lo Celso. Lo Celso's absolute fucking trash bags. I'd rather Harry Winks. But he wanted Ndombele. Ndombele at the time was part of a Lyon team that knocked Man City out. He was balling out. He was cold. He was unbelievable. Him and Aouar.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that you got him.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now we've got a fucking player. What happens? Poch can't get a tune out of him. Jose couldn't get a tune out of him. He's like some smashed up banjo guitar, mate. There's no point playing it because you ain't getting fuck all.
You talking about
now? Fast forward, why are we singing about Pochettino still? Like, I would take him right now over Conte because if it was that bad. But I want something new. What I want is Enrique cashing on Kane and completely rebuild with young technical players and say, this is a 5-year plan. But Luis Enrique has got more chance getting Liverpool because they'll say football heritage. This is what we're about. They'll give him money. But the whole thing, like we beat Southampton. Yeah, great. There's nothing on the line. What annoys me is that Forest performance. Why couldn't we do that 2 weeks ago against Wolves and Sheffield and Milan? Club's a disgrace. Just blow the stadium up.
What's your
prediction?
I think we're beating 3-0.
I think it'll be 1-1, you know. I'm not gonna lie.
I said 1-1 as well, bro.
I think it'll be 1-1. I'm with Cas Blood. Montz, what are you telling me?
3-1.
Kane always scores. This sort of fixture suits him because away from home, what's he got? 106 Premier League goals away from home. There's nothing on the line. Nothing.
Do you know what it is though? Because they're fighting for their lives and they've done well against the bigger teams. Pause. We went there and drew 1-1. They knocked City out the cup there. They went to Chelsea and won. They're doing kind of all right again.
Drew with
United as well. Like Southampton, they kind of when it comes to the bigger games, they kind of step up to the plate.
In their promo masterclass incoming, man.
Yeah, blood. I'm saying 1-1, fam. Chelsea, they take on Everton.
Is that Chelsea?
Is that
the
bridge?
Yeah, it's at the bridge. Chelsea have picked up form, blood. 4 in a row. Lewis is loving life right now, blood. He's 3 points away. He's 3 points away from 40 points, blood. Lewis is nearly at the point where he wants to be safe in the Premier League.
Wait, what are you telling me? They're 3 points off 40?
Yeah, blood, they got 37.
Wait. Monty, you got next? Monty, you got next?
Man City.
Man City, so you're going to tell me, you're going to tell Chelsea you're going to win, you're going to lose against Man City, and they're going to be 2 points off you.
You remember the Drake pick when he had the face?
I remember last week when I said, don't you think Chelsea...
That thing dropped.
I said Chelsea have an outside opportunity, you know, for the top six, top five.
Chelsea have picked up form. Chelsea are doing what I thought you would do. Like, even the 007 thing has gone. Because
we lost to Bournemouth. We were doing that until we lost to Bournemouth. We were doing it.
Yeah, so he's here.
But then the slappings that have commenced since the Bournemouth, like Madrid, Bournemouth, slappings.
No, where's bare slappings? You name me two games.
That's three slappings, bro. Madrid beat you twice and Bournemouth beat you once. That's three slappings.
All right, man.
But yeah, Chelsea taking on Everton at the bridge.
1-0 Chelsea.
I'm going for a draw. I'm going 2-2.
Don't think so. I think
Baich is going to do a madness, blood. You know that prison screw? He's going to bring Wormwood Scrubs with him, blood. Trust me.
I think Chelsea will win that. 2-0.
Yeah, they're playing some decent football, man.
I can't, what, 5 in a row?
Yeah.
Because they've won 4 in a row, blood. That's why I'm saying maybe 2-2. Desmond.
That Dortmund result got them gassed. I know it. They killed off Leicester, man. What's the difference between Leicester and Everton? There's not much difference.
Nah, but Sean Dyche is more...
they got nothing going forward for them away.
Leicester are on the same arse and cheeks.
They are arse and cheeks, bro.
Yeah. Shout out, Jones.
They are absolutely dross.
All right. Brentford take on Leicester.
Brentford, that's so what? Is that Brentford?
Yeah.
That's 3-0. And Bremo, 2 yeah, goals and a Tony penalty.
Yeah, I'm going Brentford still.
Yeah.
Villa taking on Bournemouth.
I'll say Villa Park.
Yeah. But I always say the home team first.
1-1.
3-3.
3-3?
Yeah. 2-0. 2-0 Villa.
I'm saying 1-0 Bournemouth still.
2-0 Villa.
I think he's in. Watkins is in good form, isn't he?
Yeah,
but so I think Bournemouth are going to definitely take some confidence. They played well against Arsenal away. They want their survival. Solanke and their front three is dangerous, man.
Mm. Forest, Newcastle. I'm going Forest. Forest are dangerous at home.
I'm actually going to go for
2-1 Forest.
2-1 Forest. I'm thinking
2-1 Forest, blood.
Good luck, Dan Byrne versus Brennan Johnson. Long day.
I'm
going to say 1-1. I'm going to say
0-0. That's on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the first game of the weekend. And then Wolves, Leeds.
That's what draw brings. That's although. So stinky. That's going to be the shittest game of one of the season. I think Wolves played well against Newcastle. I think they got done hard by with that Nick Pope thing. They're picking up some decent...
How was that not a red card, by the way?
But neither does Leeds. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Is that Leeds or Wolves?
It's at Molineux.
Yeah, it's thinking, man.
Wolves are winning that 1-0.
I'm with Henry.
Either way. I think it's 1-0 either way. It can go either way.
Months?
Wolves, 1-0.
FA Cup weekend as well. Cass, you take on Fulham on Sunday. 4:30 kickoff at OT.
Mm-hmm.
Casemiro's missing.
Don't mind. I don't think he would have started anyways, to be fair.
Doesn't your manager want all trophies, though? Like, me and Flawless were chatting. Yeah, me and Flawless were saying that his disciplinary record wasn't that bad at Madrid.
But the way he's getting red cards,
like, it's on a Granit Xhaka level, blood. You get me? Like, I'm calling him Granit Casemiro, bro. He ain't got a first name, so we're going to call him Granit from now on. You get me?
No, but them red cards were justified. Like, he didn't have his hands around the neck or nothing. It was clear as day that you could see an other angle. It was on his collar. So that shouldn't even be a red card. Didn't get reviewed because we were too scared about it. So if we did, it probably got overturned. And that tackle was not a red card, man. He got the ball and his foot went on.
So you're doing rants, yeah, and doing the ball has a...
No.
Has a spear or something. I was cracking up, blood. It's too funny.
He said that.
I'm racist. It's too funny, blood. Oh, my God.
Wait, what was the quote? What was the quote?
The ball has a spear. It's going to move or something.
For me, he got the ball and the player moved into his direction, innit? Like that blood. One. The ball. It wasn't dangerous or nothing like that. Because if you watch it, when he slows stuff down,
he was dead. Do you know his troops? He was dead serious. Dead serious.
Fully.
Fully.
I couldn't believe what I was watching.
That was soft for me, man. In real time, it wasn't bad, man. Slowing it down makes everything look worse. But anyways, he's not here.
Because look, things back. Paulina, he's back for this one now. He missed his two games. He's back.
Bring that guy in the summer, please, bro.
All right, Paulina is so sick. He's so sick, but Paulina's just said.
And no Casemiro to stop him, blood. Like McFred, what are you, Savaloy?
That's where you're wrong because even the other game.
Oh, yes, Ibiza's back.
Pelini's not even he doesn't drive forward now. He's just a cleanup guy. So
no, but that's what I'm saying. When there's him and Casemiro would have had like the aggressive battle. He's just gonna go in there and bat up the whole team.
We just got to look out for them Fulham breaks, but Fulham do leak goals, man. Whether you like it or not, they do leak goals. And if it's the FA Cup, it's the last one before a 2-week break. Go full out. Play the best 11 you can. So play your Rashford. Play Marcel. I think Marcel's actually back for that game. He's on the bench. He should be on the bench at least. Get your Sancho, Palestris in. I don't know, Bruno Fernandes. Don't even put that guy as an eight, please. Like, a deep line eight. I think we should still win. I'm still going to go 2-0. I think I'm going to go 2-0.
Does this... replays are done now, isn't it? Straight extra time.
Yeah, straight extra time. So I think we still win and get over the line, I'll be honest. Because they, where Fulham's weaknesses lie are their fullbacks. And that's why I think we're going to kill them, is their fullbacks.
What's his name? Gerald from Hey Arnold, blood. He's right. My man.
Whether it's Mbabu or Anthony.
Yeah, you know, Robinson. My man, blood. That's, Gerald from Hey Arnold, blood. Be my thing. You fucking look like him, blood. I swear to God, blood.
Andreas Pereira returns. Yeah, he's gonna. I think he'll bottle up the occasion, I'll be honest. When it's Old Trafford stuff, you get emotional, them things there. Don't see much. No, but
sorry,
I still, it won't be.
Sorry, Kaz, you know how tall my man's headpiece is with my own?
No, I know.
No, you don't look that shit up. If you don't go look that shit.
It's a mad thing. When I saw him, I was like, hey. He looks like my. I said.
Do you know? Have you? Hey, do you man know about Guile? He's got Guile's trim, fam. You know Guile?
Yeah, from Street Fighter. Hey, it's oh just my damn blood.
Guile's
oh my god, blood.
But yeah, I'm going 2-0 anyways.
Hey,
do you know what? I think you'll win, but I think it's going extra time. I'll go 2-1 United extra time.
I say Rashford coming up clutch, man.
2-0. Yeah, I can see him like doing well. I think he'll win 3-1.
Rashford just wins games for people, man. That's what he is. He wins games for you. He is the difference, and I think he'll be the difference once more.
Now, the team that I've been supporting is Grimsby Town. You understand?
I will.
Bro!
I am Blackburn. Bro. When I tell you about Blackburn.
When I tell you about Grimsby, blood. When I tell you about Grimsby, blood.
I said 2-1 Blackburn, fam.
I told me about Grimsby, bro. You understand? They travel to the Amex, blood. You get me? Big up my Grimsby dons. You understand? Trying to build a fan base in Grimsby, blood. Go out there and get some fucking fish and chips on them team, even though I don't eat fish.
They're going to Brighton.
Yeah, they're going to the Seagulls, blood. They're going to shit all over the Seagulls, bro. I'm going for a Grimsby. I'm going for a Grimsby 1-0, blood, yeah? They're going to Wembley, bro. And if they go to Wembley, I'm going to be in the Grimsby end, blood, yeah? I've got my black and white shit. I'm ready to go, blood, yeah? Grimsby 1-0.
Nah, Grimsby's getting touched. I can't lie.
Nah, they're not, blood.
They're getting touched, man. They're talking blood. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Did you see how they dealt with Southampton? Like, the way they smoked them, bro.
This is the final game.
It was at Southampton as well. Get that in. It weren't at Grimsby. They went to Southampton, bro. This is the first time that they've ever got to the quarterfinal. So now it's going to be
it.
The...
I hear but it. Watch, I hear blood. It. But they're going to play their full-strength team. Mitoma and the rest of it. Evan Ferguson and the rest of it. Now, they're getting touched 4-0, man.
McAllister.
Do you know what? You have to remember, I don't think they will because they played a midweek game, bro. So they'll make changes. They'll make changes.
Brighton are thinking that we can get Brighton, every damn final.
Brighton players that used to play 2 games a week, bro. They're making changes, fam. They're making changes, fam.
They're going to be getting touched, fam. They're getting touched, fam. Jeffrey Dahmer said.
1-0, blood. Done. Remember
I think,
this year?
I think that game will go penalties. I think it'll be something like 1-0.
I hear it, but...
It's a 4-0.
I'm with Kaz on this one. Like, I think you know when you've run, it was a nice little story. It was cute, but you've run your race kind of thing now. Like,
nah, this ain't like Wrexham, bro. This still has this. This is like Chesterfield. I don't know if you don't remember. I remember Chesterfield. They was in League Two. This was like 98, and they played Middlesbrough in the semi final at OT. Middlesbrough won, and they played Chelsea in the final. Then Di Matteo got the fastest goal ever in the FA Cup final. I think that Grimsby is going to be that Chesterfield United and get to the semi and then...
I'm telling you, if Grimsby go through, we're getting Grimsby. Watch.
And that would be their dream. And imagine me being in the Grimsby end and they beating United, blood. The vlog would be a mad thing.
Yeah, you know that's not happening, but yeah. All right,
cool. The vlog would be a mad thing, bro. I'd be like, Grimsby Town!
Grimsby's
come on, you Grims! Come on, you Grims!
Anyone meet the Grimsby?
I haven't been Grimsby, blood, but I want to go, blood. I fuck you, blood. Don't disrespect my people, bro. That's my Grims, blood.
Now it's my people. My people. The way
that's my people, blood. Watch when I go Grimsby and get love, bro. Oh, troops, lad. Yeah, we saw you on the podcast, lad. Big love, mate. Yeah, come on. You done know. Gang shit. You get me?
Shit.
City take on Burnley. Company going up against his former manager, his former club.
Is that the Etihad?
Blood. Going back home. Straight block. It's going to be very emotional. He's going to get a lot of love. Burnley, he turned Burnley not into last year was the black test. So they sent Corne there, innit? They had to test the waters. Let's see how it is. They saw it was cool. They said, you know what? We're going to done with this fish and dip thing. We're going to throw some salsa in there, blood. We're going to have some curry goat, some jollof. We're going to make this town start popping, blood, yeah? These men have gone from Stoke City to Man City, blood. In the space of 9 months, bro. They are like 12 points clear of like the third place.
They've got two players in the championship, haven't they?
Yeah, they got a couple. Yeah.
They're ballers, bro. They are ballers. If they don't bring that left back, I can't remember his name because of an M or sign like that. Yeah, if they don't bring him into the City setup for next season, they are missing a trick. This guy, I saw him live at Old Trafford when he played Burnley. This guy, yeah, I know he got cooked by Rashford differently, but who wasn't getting cooked by Rashford at that point in time? He is very good. He will suit Man City's style. He is techie. I can't remember his name. Mixed race guy. Sick. Mm. He's short, but he's strong.
But I don't know what you're talking about. He's quite bulky, isn't it?
Yeah, he's very good. But anyways, I'm going to go 2-1 Burnley. Upset.
What?
Yeah, upset.
Yeah, we're really playing
2-1 Burnley.
Anyway, bro. 4-0 City. 4-0 City. Straight washing.
Company's going to lie down like a bad bee in the red light district, bro.
I think Pep might get... I think Pep might get 3-1, man.
Take the money.
Bro, these men are going to get done raw, bro.
Pep's going to give it to
3-1. 3-1 City.
At Burnley.
4-0 City.
3...
Can't be telling me underdog Grimsby and not don't go for them now, man.
Nah, 4-1 City.
Nah. I'm going Burnley. I believe in Burnley. Burnley.
They've got a game after that for international break so they can play Haaland.
But Burnley will get turned to Burnley, bro. It's peak. Like,
Burnley.
They're done.
Yeah, I watched, man. Jack Cork's going to have a great game.
Jack Cork, fuck.
I'm being serious. I don't do if, buts, or maybes.
It's serious? Oh, man. Big up, Jay.
And then Cass's team travel to Sheffield United. Blackburn, Sheffield United. This is going to be a, like... Because they're both doing, yeah, and they're both doing good in the championship. Like, they're both chasing playoffs, blood.
I can't believe it. Wait, is this quarterfinals? Yeah,
like, yeah, blood.
I hope Blackburn smoke.
We going to the final. Man United's actually going to the final, isn't it? I can't wait.
Imagine you get City next round. What then?
I'd rather get City in the semis than in a final. I'll be honest. And I still think
Pep's only lost once in finals, hasn't he? He's won 15 out of 16. The only final he lost was against. He's in Spain. It's a Mourinho.
Yeah, Madrid. When Bell, I swear it was when Bell scored that mad goal.
Yeah, Bartol was
2013. That was after. I'm pretty sure that was.
Nah, that was Ancelotti.
Yeah, that was Luis Enrique, innit?
Who did he lose his final to?
He lost in the final, probably in the Copa del Rey against somebody. Was it the Cristiano Ronaldo when he flicked over PK's head?
It might have been that one.
And he put it past Valdez.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been that one. It might have been that one.
That was dirty. I still remember that line. That was yesterday, you know. That was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A decade. Anyways, but yeah, Blackburn. I don't know. Sheffield United have been off kind of off of it. I've been watching the championship, innit? My dad's team is Millwall, yeah, and I've been watching them. They're in the top six at the moment. Imagine
that. Yeah, they're doing their thing.
And Norwich just dropped points.
Yeah, Marquinhos got sent off.
And then Mills got Huddersfield, you're garbage. You're probably going to slap them. But anyways, I think in a cup, Sheffield, it's going to be a tight game. I think this one goes down to penalties.
Penalties?
Yeah, I think penalties for this one.
Oh, he lost the final to Chelsea, didn't he? Champions League.
What?
Yeah.
When?
That was Pep's only loss.
Yeah.
What? Was it 12-13?
You know,
he wasn't the manager when Chelsea won Champions League.
2 years ago, bro.
Yeah, no, Pep was managing City, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's how irrelevant City are in Europe. Like, I don't even remember finalists.
Yeah.
I don't remember finalists.
Yeah. I'm getting Sheffield United, though, because they're at home.
Nah, fuck them.
Bramall Lane, they knocked out them scumbags down there. You understand? They knocked them out with their B team, blood. You get me? So I'm going Sheffield United, blood.
Is Berg fit, though? Is he fit?
It don't matter, blood.
Blackburn, fuck Sheffield, Blackburn are winning.
Yeah.
2-0 Blackburn.
Was United 1-0.
Blackburn winning it. Yeah, Sheffield United are bogey, such a bogey, weird team, man. You just don't... that's who I don't want to
hear. Awful ground, by the way. Have any of you been there?
Who? Yes, what? Shit.
Bramall Lane?
Yes.
I mean, so the Sheffield. Hardy, mate. Actually, I didn't even mean the Sheffield. I went to Rotherham.
The ground's dead, bruv. Trust me. Yeah. Fucking dead, bruv.
It's worse than Burnley. Turf Moor's a right Carsy, but that's worse.
Facts.
Could be worse.
But that's the end, people. You get me? Episode 214 wrapped up like a zubby. Bear man came in with chest. We had to just pop them breast blood. You know what I'm saying? We got the panel every time. Huh? Shut up, lad. We got the panel every time, though. You get me? Cass, Monts, Henry. We got your damn souls, blood. Channels in the description. You don't know the vibes already. Hit the button, blood. Subscribe to the man, them. And like I say, at the end of every video, blood, stay safe. We're winning the league. And wash them fucking hands, blood.